The City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits. Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
A jewel of North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822. 2, or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Stopped Obama during a visit to complain about taxes, and suddenly he was this big story. Well, the New York Times then went and dug up everything they could on this guy and basically ruined his life. And made him into sort of a temporary celebrity, his lines when he was speaking to Obama. But they turned him into a national-level celebrity, and they tried to discredit him as a human being. They ran an entire story that was all about Joe the Plumber. It said, "Real deal on Joe the Plumber reveals new slant." As though the question that he asked Obama was illegitimate because Joe the Plumber was not actually named Joe the Plumber. Right? The New York Times says, as it turns out, Joe the Plumber, as he became nationally known when Senator John McCain made him a theme at Wednesday's final presidential debate, may work in the plumbing business, but he is not a licensed plumber. They actually went and did this. I don't know if you remember this. For my younger listeners, this is a thing that happened in real life 11 years ago. The New York Times went and dug up every piece of information they could on a dude who asked Barack Obama a question. They said, Thomas Joseph, the business manager of Local 50 of the United Association of Plumbers, Steam Fitters, and Service Mechanics based in Toledo, said Thursday that Mr. Wurzelbacher had never held a plumber's license, which is required in Toledo and several surrounding municipalities. His full name is Samuel J. Wurzelbacher. He owes back taxes, too, public records show. The premise of his complaint to Mr. Obama about taxes may also be flawed, according to tax analysts. Contrary to what Mr. Wurzelbacher asserted, neither his personal taxes nor those of his business where he works are likely to rise if Mr. Obama's tax plan were to go into effect. So they went and they dug up all this information on Joe the Plumber to talk about his own personal tax records because he had the temerity to ask Barack Obama a question. And that has continued apace. That process has continued apace. Just a couple of years ago, Jared Yates Sexton, a, quote, writer, academic, and journalist whose work has appeared in the New York Times, the New Republic, and elsewhere, went and dug up information about a figure online named Han Bleephole Solo. Hey, really, just a Twitter troll. Why? Because that person had created an animated GIF of President Trump WrestleMania where he's tackling a CNN logo. Now, this is a couple of years ago, and it was a big thing. How could President Trump do such a terrible thing? And, of course, it wasn't very presidential, but the guy who created the GIF was just some dude online. And this dude online, it turns out, we had to go through all of his tweets to find out that he was a vicious racist so that we could then tie President Trump to vicious racism. So they dug up all this guy's old tweets, and then they suggested that because Trump had retweeted the silly GIF of himself tackling a person with a CNN logo for a face, then this guy's life should basically be ruined, and that it is definitely necessary to dig up every old thing that the guy ever said. And then the guy and then this reporter, Jared Yates Sexton, he started whining about it in Politico. He said, before the hour was up, I was receiving messages from the usual customers, anonymous accounts with Pepe avatars and bios declaring themselves ethno-nationalists and white identitarians. Yes, I'm sure that there are lots of jerks out there. I know because they have targeted me. It's one of the reasons why I have full-time security. But does that mean that it is a great idea for the media to start uncovering every bit of information about people they disagree with politically? So the media are all in on the, we can uncover nasty information about people we don't like, or we can resurface old tweets that are 10 years old in order to ruin people's careers. But when it comes around for the New York Times, then they're very sad about it. Then it's completely inappropriate. We'll get to more of this in just one second. This is why the media lack institutional credibility, guys. We'll get to that in just one second. First, your life is about to get better. You can now watch all 3 hours of The Ben Shapiro Show commercial-free on demand. How can you do this? Just pop on over to dailywire.com, click on the subscribe button at the top of the page. Daily Wire premium subscribers are the only people who can watch all 3 hours every day, no commercials. That is correct, zero commercials. A Daily Wire subscription includes not only all 3 hours of this show commercial-free, but you can ask me questions through the mailbag. You can watch live and recorded episodes of The Andrew Klavan Show, The Michael Knowles Show, The Matt Walsh Show, and much more. Plus, as part of a limited-time offer, you'll get the exclusive Leftist Tears Tumblr, so you can drink those Leftist Tears, coffee, tea, whatever it is you're into, hot or cold, and you can look great doing it. Are you tired of just listening to this magnificent voice? Are you ready to see this truly incredible face? You want to watch or listen to the show at your desk while you pretend to do work, which is really what's going on? Go to dailywire.com right now. Click on that subscribe button at the top of the page. That is the only way to get all 3 hours of The Ben Shapiro Show on demand commercial-free. There is, in fact, no other way. So head on over to DailyWire.com, click on the subscribe button at the top of the page, make the magic happen for yourself. Once again, that is DailyWire.com. Okay, so as I say, the media have long gone after people that they find to be politically unpalatable by resurfacing old stuff, and it's usually at the apex of their career, right? It's about that time when somebody reaches a level of prominence, and then the media jump in, people at the New York Times, their reporters, they resurface, quote-unquote, resurface old tweets. Resurfacing old tweets means you just search somebody's back catalog, you find something, you either take it out of context or you pump it out there, and then you suggest that this is indicative of their current thinking and try to ruin their career over it, or demand an apology. And if they apologize, then you say you're only apologizing because you used to think this, so you're still a racist, so your career is ruined. As I say, the New York Times is very upset about this. They say this is the latest step in a long-running effort by Mr. Trump and his allies to undercut the influence of legitimate news reporting. Oh, that's what this is. That's what this is. So you're telling me that Trump and his allies are trying to target your journalists, but your journalists are sacrosanct, so they shouldn't be held to the same standard that you hold everybody else to? Weird. That seems like a double standard to me. They say four people familiar with the operation described how it works, asserting that it has compiled dossiers of potentially embarrassing social media posts and other public statements by hundreds of people who work at some of the country's most prominent news organizations. The group has already released information about journalists at CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times, three outlets that have aggressively investigated Mr. Trump in response to reporting or commentary that the White House's allies consider unfair to Mr. Trump and his team or harmful to his re-election prospects. So again, this is very bad because they're members of Team Trump. Now, releasing information about journalists, if you're members of Team Trump, verboten. Very, very bad. Operatives have closely examined more than a decade's worth of public posts and statements by journalists, the people familiar with the operation said. Only a fraction of what the network claims to have uncovered has been made public, the people said, with more to be disclosed as the 2020 election heats up. The research is said to extend to members of journalist families who are active in politics, as well as liberal activists and other political opponents of the president. And you know what? This is what you guys get. You set this standard, now you live by it. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. The New York Times tries to distinguish between its own coverage and the coverage of the that is now being applied to them. They say, it is not possible to independently assess the claims about the quantity or potential significance of the material the pro-Trump network has assembled. The material publicized so far, while in some cases stripped of context or presented in misleading ways, has proved authentic, and much of it has been professionally harmful to its targets. They say the information unearthed by the operation has been commented on and spread by officials inside the Trump administration and re-election campaign, as well as conservative activists and right-wing news outlets such as Breitbart News. This is apparently very, very bad. And then they say the campaign is consistent with Mr. Trump's long-running effort to delegitimize critical reporting and brand the news media as an enemy of the people. The president has relentlessly sought to diminish the credibility of news organizations and cast them as politically motivated opponents. You know what the thing is? Trump didn't have to do that. You did it yourself. I mean, you literally just had a leaked transcript in which Dean Baquet, your executive editor over at the New York Times, admitted that they built their entire newsroom about the Trump-Russia narrative, and then that failed, and now they're building it around the Trump racism narrative. Here's the best paragraph in this piece by Jeremy Peters. He says, using journalistic techniques to target journalists and news organizations as retribution for or as a warning not to pursue coverage critical of the president is fundamentally different from the well-established role of the news media in scrutinizing people in positions of power. Oh, so just to get this straight, if you're a journalist for the most powerful newspaper on planet Earth, then you're not in a position of power. And so us asking questions about all of your old tweets is bad. However, if you are a fringe member of the Trump administration, if you're an intern in the West Wing, and they dig up an old racist tweet of yours and blast it out on the front page of the New York Times, that's speaking truth to power. Got it. Or alternatively, you guys are unbelievably full of crap, and you have decided that the best way to ruin people is to go after everything they said 15, 20, 30 years ago. It's to go around digging up what Mitt Romney said back in 1960 while he was giving a kid a haircut, and then use that to destroy his life. But if we ask about tweets that your executive editors were sending 5 years ago, then that's extraordinarily bad. Now, the real solution to all of this is everybody just goes, okay, fine, people said bad stuff. They either agree with it or disagree with it. They either apologize for it or don't. We all move on with our lives. But that is not the standard that the media have set up. And the New York Times is very upset about this because they know what's coming. They know that they can't live by their own standard. And good for Arthur Schwartz, good for the people on the right who are doing this. And frankly, it's about damn time. It's past time. Coming up, we'll talk about how President Trump can remain consistent with his tariff policies, because he seems to be a little bit inconsistent. Does he like tariffs or does he not like tariffs? Or is this all just a bargaining gambit? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So I've noticed that the media are deeply concerned about misinformation, unless they're the ones promulgating it. When I talk about the misinformation that the media simply don't care about and that social media will not shut down, what if I told you that MSNBC's Joy Reid had on a guest, like last night, in which they just suggested, with no evidence whatsoever, that the Matt Gaetz scandal, which again has shifted in sort of tone and tenor. Remember, it went from he was engaged in full-on sex trafficking to he was engaging in consensual sex with adults in perverse ways. It's kind of shifted and moved. My view on this has been the same always. If he's committed criminal activity, bring the evidence, and then we'll go to court. That is the way that the system is supposed to work. In any case, Joy Reid, put that aside, Joy Reid and her guest here suggest that Ron DeSantis is going to be dragged into the scandal. Based on what? Based on nothing. Based on pulling this directly out of their colon. Does this count as misinformation? I feel like it probably should. Here they are suggesting that the sitting governor of Florida, a probable presidential candidate in 2024, is going to be dragged into an unrelated sex scandal featuring a congressperson from Florida because that guy happens to be from Florida.
Notice if you see somebody's name that rings a couple of times. You had at least five women per Politico. You had Gaetz. You had a guy named Jason Pirazzolo, the hand surgeon and GOP fundraiser to Ron DeSantis, who apparently Gaetz wanted to turn into the attorney general of Florida. There's Halsey Bashirs, a former state legislator and former appointed official in the DeSantis administration. If you're Ron DeSantis, does this feel like it's creeping closer to you? Because these are your friends. These are your allies.
What? Does it feel like it's creeping closer to you? Matt Gaetz is a Republican in Florida. He presumably uses the same fundraising network as pretty much all the Republicans in Florida, just like the same Democratic fundraisers fundraise for a bunch of Democrats. Does it feel like it's coming close to you? In what way? Explain. Like, seriously, do you have any sort of linkage whatsoever, except for the fact that Florida is a giant state with 21 million people in it, and that the Republican politicians tend to fundraise from the same people? That is the weakest link of evidence I've ever heard in my entire life. And Joyride's just throwing it out there. Does it feel like the Gates scandal is going to approach Ron DeSantis? I know you guys have thrown everything, including the kitchen sink, at Ron DeSantis, and you have failed because your misinformation campaign against DeSantis is disgusting and terrifying. I mean, you just keep throwing out false headlines about DeSantis. Oh, he's going to kill everybody at the Jacksonville beaches. Oh, he was probably rolling out this Publix vaccine thing because he was paid $100,000 into a super PAC by Publix. Sure, Publix happens to be the single most populous grocery line in all of Florida, but it was really about the $100,000 donation, guys. It was probably about that. Oh, well, he was probably falsifying his death statistics. Sure, you have no evidence he was falsifying his death statistics. Well, you know, probably we should listen to this crazy lady who used to work for the Florida Health Services and was fired because she's actually a terrible employee and also kind of a congenital liar, apparently. Like, you guys have tried to go after DeSantis on everything. So now, the last-ditch attempt here from Joy Reid is try to link him to the Matt Gaetz scandal. Now, I've noticed there's been no blowback for Joy Reid on this. None. No one's commented on this. No one cares. Imagine for a second that Joe Biden were linked to, I don't know, like his actual son, who in text messages was talking about the big guy receiving 10% of particular businesses and was going around, jet setting around the world, picking up bags of cash for no reason other than his last name is Biden, while being a complete scuzzbag on the personal front. And let's say that the New York Post reported that a month before the election. Social media cracked down on that, right? That was a bad thing. We were told that that was Russian misinformation, that it was hacked material, that it was all dangerous. American people should not be able to even distribute that story. We're being told that Patrice Cullors, we shouldn't know that she actually bought another house. What is that, her third house? She bought another house in the whitest area of L.A. We shouldn't know that stuff, because that stuff is dangerous to know. But if we're just going to go speculating, like Joy Reid's going to go speculating about Ron DeSantis being dragged into a sex scandal with no evidence whatsoever, that's totally cool. It's totally fine. This is the way your establishment media work. If it damages a Republican, it doesn't have to be true. It doesn't even have to be credible. It just has to be an accusation. And then you run with the headline, accusations made. They are propagandists at this point. If you trust these people further than you can throw them, I don't know what to tell you. You're a fool. Alrighty, coming up, we'll get to the narrative of the left these days, and that is the police are systemically racist. They're terrible, they're horrible, they're evil. The evidence to this effect is very, very scanty. Doesn't matter. They're pushing it anyway. The Ben Shapiro Show. Well, that's not really how tariffs work. That really is not how tariffs work. I mean, tariffs only work if you buy a product. It's a tax on a product. Right? Consumers feel the brunt of that. It's not as though China just pays the tax and then sends its product into our market at its previous price. That's not how any of this works. Tariffs, he said again, would make the United States much stronger, not weaker. Just sit back and watch. China, of course, has said that it wants to retaliate. So there's a battle inside the Trump administration right now between the Larry Kudlows and between President Trump and Peter Navarro, who's one of his trade advisors on China, who really is not particularly good at his job. All of this is creating disquiet in the markets. Again, I think that if President Trump were using trade barriers as leverage to push China to start adhering to intellectual property law, that would at least be excusable. I think there are other measures that can be used, but that at least is an excuse. For him to be proclaiming that tariffs are inherently good is just not true. The Smoot-Hawley tariffs at the beginning of the Great Depression helped exacerbate the Great Depression by leading other countries to raise their tariffs as well. And all of that led to less of an export market for American goods and higher prices for American workers. That's what tariffs effectively do. It doesn't create more jobs. It doesn't create more prosperity. It creates more conflict. It creates higher prices. It creates less of an export market for competitive American goods. Coming up, we need to talk about how Democrats, people on the left, view the Constitution. It turns out a lot of the folks on the left view the Constitution as basically a gumball machine. that if they just pay homage to it, then they can get whatever they want from it. We'll discuss in just a second. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North States. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook, Compass Sports Cards.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
It's The Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Redding, guess what? Our dining room at Black Bear Diner is open again, and we're bringing chili back. That's right. Come dine in comfort inside of our Hilltop Drive location. And special for March, ask for a bowl or cup of our delicious homemade chili, or try one of our new chili creations, a chili stuffed breakfast burrito, a chili cheddar cheeseburger, or for dinner, our tri-tip chili platter. Come dine inside or order for takeout at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Is pulled directly out of her ass. She had to remove her head from her ass in order to get to the stat. A 50-50 shot of being shot by the cops if you comply with orders. There are 40 million police interactions with suspects in the United States every year. 40 million civilian police interactions. Again, the number of black unarmed Americans shot and killed by the police every year is fewer than 30, according to the Washington Post database. That is not a 50-50 shot, gang. Okay, but the narrative has to be promulgated because the narrative is more important than the data. The narrative is more important than the reality. The narrative that you are powerless in your own life if you're a black American, that you're living at the mercy of systems beyond your control, and that the only way that you are going to ever live free in the United States is by abdicating responsibility and abdicating power to a giant government apparatus that is going to save you. It's a lie, but it is the narrative of the Democratic Party. And it's forwarded by every aspect of your media, from the Trevor Noahs of the world to your mainstream establishment media. Here's Trevor Noah the other day suggesting that there are no good apples in the police. Where? He says, you know, we keep hearing about bad apples, but there are no good apples in the no good apples. 40 million interactions between cops and civilians every year in the United States. No good apples? My God. I mean, the sheer ingratitude and arrogance of people like Trevor Noah, who is sitting in his house, presumably with enough security that he doesn't feel threatened by his neighbors, who is living, presumably, in a very upscale area with a solid police force, saying there are no good apples in the cops is pretty astonishing.
Where are the good apples? If we're meant to believe that the police system in America, the system of policing itself, is not fundamentally broken, then we would need to see good apples. And by the way, I'm not saying that there are no good policemen. Don't get me wrong. I'm asking where the good apples are. We don't see a mass uprising of police saying, let's root out these people. We don't see videos of police officers stopping the other cop from pushing an old man at a Black Lives Matter protest or from beating up a kid in the street with a baton. We don't see that. So my question is, where are the good apples? We're not dealing with bad apples. We're dealing with a rotten tree.
Oh, the entire tree is rotten. So, okay, and that's the narrative, right? The narrative is that the cops are entirely rotten. The entire system is completely rotten. And every anecdotal piece of evidence that comes down the line is then misinterpreted by the media in order to achieve this outcome. That every incident, that the anecdotal evidence that you see in a George Floyd tape or that you see in a Dante Wright case, those statistically very, very rare incidents, those particularly rare incidents are indicative of the entire policing structure of the United States. This is the way, by the way, that so much of our sort of race-conscious writing is done and commentary is done in this country. It's every Ta-Nehisi Coates article, right? Every Ta-Nehisi Coates article is, here's a terrible thing that happened in 1890. Fast forward to 2021, nothing has changed. And we just skip the entire civil rights movement. We skip the Civil Rights Act. We skip the growth of the black middle class. We skip the fact that we've had a black president twice. We skip like all the things. We just go direct from 1890 to 2021. By the way, there's a thought experiment that I sometimes enjoy doing. If an alien looked at America in 1890 and then looked at America in 2021, do you think that that alien would have said, look, things look exactly the same? Because if that alien said that, that alien would be mentally ill. If you were just a person who came down from space and you looked at America, 1890, black people and white people drinking at separate water fountains, black people, no policing, none. One of the reasons that you have higher rates of black homicide in the United States, according to Thomas Sowell, is because deliberately of racist under-policing in the black community. There was a view in the white community, the racist white community, in 1890, 1880. Well, you know, if black people kill each other, we don't care, so we're not even going to send the cops in there. And there was no intermarriage. I mean, the levels of intermarriage between black and white in 1890 were essentially non-existent because it was illegal in large swaths of the United States. Fast forward to 2021, huge amounts of intermarriage between the races. Black people have been president. Black people have been secretary of state. Black people are on the Supreme Court. Black Americans are at the highest levels of America's industry. Black Americans are outvoting their percentage of the population. Like, to pretend that there's been no progress, but that's how Ta-Nehisi Coates does his shtick, right? He just skips all of the intervening data to pretend that nothing has changed. That's the great lie, and it's pushed also by idiots like Nicole Hannah-Jones over the New York Times. And now you get that same sort of stuff being done with the police. Here are a couple of anecdotal instances of things that are either controversial, so that we don't even know that they're bad yet, we don't have all the information, either controversial or bad, and we take those pieces of anecdotal evidence, and then we attribute it to the system, broadly speaking. By the way, this is how you get to terrible stereotypes. Honestly, you want to talk about how people get to racism, how people get to terrible stereotypes? They take pieces of anecdotal evidence that they have in their lives about people of a particular race acting badly, and then they attribute them to the entire group. And that's exactly what you're seeing Trevor Noah do right here. Right? Trevor Noah is saying, I've seen a tape of a police officer doing a bad thing. Must be that all people who wear that uniform are bad. Where are the good apples? Says Trevor Noah. And there are no good apples because the tree is rotten. And again, the latest example that is being used today is this situation in Chicago in which a 13-year-old kid, and he is a kid because there's no such thing as a 13-year-old man, who's a gang. Again, two things can be true at once. He's a kid. Kids are generally not responsible for their actions because they are children. Also, any sort of social and cultural system that generates 13-year-olds running around at 3 a.m. holding guns and being called Baby Diablo as members of a gang, that is a broken cultural system. That is a very broken cultural system. Anyway, this kid is running around. His name is Adam Toledo. Running around, carrying a gun. Apparently there were shots fired, and the police were called to scene. And this kid, because he's a kid, ran away. Okay, and politicians have been saying this is a deliberate shooting of an unarmed black kid. That is not true. We have the body cam footage. We have the body cam, but the body cam footage is going to make no difference. The media have a narrative to push. They're going to continue to push the narrative no matter what the actual body cam footage shows. In the same way that they're actually ignoring the fact that the Daunte Wright case is a pretty obvious case of an accident. The officer shouts, taser, 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 shoots Daunte Wright, and then immediately says, oh my God, I shot him. That is the most obvious body cam footage I've ever seen of a person who mistook a taser for a gun. That was not a purposeful first degree murder. That was not I shot him and now I'm covering up for it by pretending I was going for my taser. That is none of that. The media have run with the idea that perhaps it was a murder anyway. They're doing the exact same thing in the Adam Toledo case. We're going to get to this in just 1 second. First, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you've heard me talk about my Helix Sleep mattress. It is fantastic. Well, I've got exciting news. Helix has now gone beyond the bedroom. They've started making sofas. They just launched a brand new company. It's called Allform. They're making premium, customizable sofas and chairs shipped directly to your door. So, what makes an Allform sofa really cool? Well, for starters, it's the easiest way you can customize a sofa using premium materials at a fraction of the cost of traditional stores. You can pick your fabric. It's spill, stain, scratch resistant, which means it's perfect if you got kids or pets. The sofa color of the legs, sofa size, shape to make sure it's perfect for you and your home. They've got armchairs and love seats all the way up to an 8-seat sectional, so there's something for everyone. And you can always start small and buy more seats later on if you want your Allform sofa to grow and change with you when you move. Allform sofas are also delivered directly to your door. In the past, if you wanted to order a sofa, you need to hire somebody to come and assemble it in your home or break your back trying to put it together yourself. Not so with Allform. Simple, quick assembly, no tools needed. I've got an Allform sofa. It's fantastic. I have a 3-seat sofa with chaise and the sand color with espresso lights. It is great. To find your perfect sofa, check out allform.com/Ben. And Allform is offering 20% off all orders for our listeners at allform.com/Ben. All right, so let's get to this body cam footage. So one of the nice things about body cams is that we actually have evidence of what goes on in these shooting scenarios. Apparently, the police were called because Adam Toledo, who is the 13-year-old kid in this case, was one of several youths who were shooting guns at 3 a.m. in the morning. The question that nobody has the actual balls to ask here is, where are the parents? Where are the parents? Who lets a 13-year-old run around with a gun at 3 a.m. in the morning? Where the hell is the system that is supposed to prevent all of this from happening? Where is the social system that's supposed to prevent all of this from happening? In any case, this kid is running from the cops. The cop is chasing the kid. And you can see the body cam footage. Now, the way this was originally reported was unarmed black kid shot. That is not true. Okay, it is not true. The kid is running. Finally, the kid stops. And the police officer says, turn around and drop the gun. The kid has his hand behind him. Okay, it is very difficult from the body cam footage to see where he drops the gun. So you assume that the officer has the same vantage point. So the kid has the gun sort of on his right hip. He reaches behind him. He drops the gun and raises his hands in one motion. He drops the gun directly behind him and raises his hands in one motion. But because his hand is behind him when he drops the gun and when he starts to raise his hands, by the time his hand begins to raise, the shot has been fired. The shot gets fired before his hand is all the way up to the top of his head, because it's literally a bang-bang scenario. Hey, now, cops are not robots. The kid did have a gun. If you drop the gun right before the cop shoots you, it is very difficult to call that unarmed. This is very reminiscent of that case in Baltimore recently, in which the suspect threw away the gun, and in the same motion as he's running, he throws away the gun and gets shot at exactly the same time. It looks very much like this. So the still that has gone out from the media is the still of the kid raising his hands as he's being shot. Right? But they don't go to literally a split second beforehand. Right? If you rewound this, a split second, what you'll see is the kid's hand behind his hip, right there. It's behind his hip. And you will see that he has a gun in his hand behind him. Right, so how is a cop supposed to deal with that? When the hand is obscured, he's not facing him. When the hand is obscured behind his hip and he raises his hand, you don't know whether the gun is coming up with him in his hand. What exactly are they supposed to do right here? So the media have decided this is yet another murder of a young person in Chicago based on race, of course. Okay, that is an absurd contention. There is the evidence on that, again, is just as scanty as the evidence that Dante Wright was shot because of race or not by accident. Hey, but here's the thing. The evidence does not matter for the narrative. In the end, the evidence does not matter for the narrative. Coming up, the perfect proof that narrative always trumps reality. This one comes courtesy of a columnist at the Washington Post. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation.
Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle.
Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Because of you, I found the resources I needed.
Because of you, I...
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Derek Chauvin trial, and it's such a telling piece, because basically what it says is, I don't want to hear any extraneous evidence that might change my mind. That's basically the piece. The piece is, I already know what happened. I'm not going to listen to anybody who dissents from my belief about what happened, including the actual evidence in the case. She says, confession. I sat out most of the Derek Chauvin trial. Well, not sat it out exactly. The internet and cable news exist, so it's impossible to avoid reports of the testimony, the prosecution witnesses' tears, and the defense's scramble for any possible way to paper over the truth that we all saw with our own eyes. Oh, you mean the defense laid out a defense, is what you're talking about. And also, it's not papering over the truth when you present medical experts who testify as to Derek, what Derek Chauvin was doing with his knee, not on the neck, what Derek Chauvin, what George Floyd's medical state was during the actual case. But doesn't none of that matters. Christine Emma says, to be honest, I sat it out because I'm black. I'm tired, and because I know I will have the chance to see it or something like it again. The trial could have been a moment of national catharsis. At least that's what pundits hoped and politicians begged for after the protests of last summer. Police department feints at becoming more kind, solemn statements from state houses and courthouse steps. Instead, it became mere background to more of the same. This Sunday, as the trial paused, police in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, pulled over Dante Wright while he was driving, citing a traffic violation. Air freshener hanging from his rearview mirror, Wright told his mother. An expired tag, the police department said. By the way, it was not the air freshener. It was the expired tag by the visual evidence. Either way, not capital offenses. Wright attempted to get back into his car, and a police officer shot him to death. Allegedly, she mistook her gun for her taser. She has at least resigned and been charged with manslaughter. What do you mean, at least? That's called the system working. Okay, the system would work better if she followed procedure. But when the system does not work, there is a secondary system called the justice system. She's now in it. She's been charged with second-degree manslaughter. And what is this? I love that she says that it is clear from the evidence of our own eyes that Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd, but it is not clear from the objectively clear body cam footage that she mistook her gun for a taser. It's the clearest thing on body cam footage. Doesn't matter. That's alleged. But Derek Chauvin killing George Floyd, not alleged. That's just reality. Says Christine Emba of the Washington Post. She says, the Brooklyn Police Department's response to protests was to string up a thin blue line flag above the building, removing it only after an outcry online. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, a Democrat, threatened to send in the largest police presence in Minnesota history to arrest and charge those protesting the fact that a 20-year-old was shot dead by the police. That's not even true, because they're just lies. Tim Walz, a Democrat. Tim Walz pledged to send in cops to stop rioting and looting, not protests. So she's just lying. Again, the narrative matters way more than the facts for a lot of the folks in the media. As if this isn't the most American response, as we saw in D.C. and across the United States last summer, the people want fewer police. Send more of them. Who are the people? By polling data, that's not true. By polling data, the people actually want the same or more police. By all polling data I've ever seen. De-escalation training? How about we militarize them instead? Investment in communities? How about a robot police dog to terrify and harass you, as if the real ones aren't threatening? Yes, that's what's happening. We're creating the hound from Fahrenheit 451. That's clearly, like, number one priority. Floyd's death and Chauvin's trial could be teaching America a lesson, but it is clearly not one that all of us are ready to learn. Okay, this is my favorite part of the article from Christine Emba, because once again, it just demonstrates that evidence does not matter. Data do not matter. All that matters is the narrative. That's all that matters. Feckless legislators are trotting out old arguments against those who seek reform in police conduct. The real problem is black criminality. The police don't deserve all this trouble. Well, how about this? How about there are several problems? Really, resisting arrest is a problem. Police being poorly trained, as in the Dante Wright case, that is a problem. Right? Failure to get rid of bad cops when they have many complaints against them that are justified, that's a problem. There can be many problems. And it turns out that criminality is indeed a problem when you are talking about confrontations between police and suspected criminals. Well, here's the best part of the article. So Christina Emba says, in the words of Senator John Neely Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, the next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead. And she writes this. This is the line. Well, maybe I will. They're statistically less likely to shoot me, it would seem. Now, this is that's my favorite line. I have a question. Based on what is she saying that? Seriously, based on what is she saying that a crackhead is less likely to shoot her statistically than a cop? She doesn't provide any stat. She just says they are statistically less likely to shoot me, it would seem. No stat cited. Okay, that's not what the word statistically means. Statistically generally is followed by, you know, a statistic, typically. But that doesn't matter. She can just say statistically that you are safer with a crackhead than a cop. So I ask Christine Emba, do you want to go hang out with crackheads or at the police house? You get to pick one tonight. Which one do you think is going to be safer for you, a columnist for the Washington Post? A crack house or a police headquarters? Which one? Pretty obvious answer here, but it doesn't matter because that's contradictory to the narrative. Just like it's contradictory to the narrative that police colors decided to buy in the whitest area of L.A. as opposed to plunking down her flag in the middle of South Central Los Angeles. The minute she could move away from crime-ridden areas, she did. Okay, that how people act, quick rule of social science, how people act is significantly, significantly more telling than what people say they think about things. Every self-survey has a bias toward people who are taking the self-survey. If you ask people how well they did on their SATs, they will just lie. If you ask, watch, if you take a poll today, because Biden won, how many people say they voted for Biden? It'll actually be higher than the number of people who voted for Biden in the last election cycle. Because people have a tendency to flatter themselves they're on the right side of history or that they make all of these good moral decisions. But then you watch what they do and it's completely different. When you say things like you trust crackheads more than cops, I don't believe you. I think you're a liar. When you suggest that you are happier in a high crime area than in a low crime area because that low crime area is predominantly white and white supremacy rules the roost. And then you move to the white low crime area. I feel like that's more telling about what you actually think about the world than what you say on the BLM website or your latest appearance on Rachel Maddow. The evidence, the data, they don't matter. You know what actually matters? The narrative. That's all that matters because it's about tearing down the institutions of the United States, and that is continuing apace among the Democrats and in the media. It is continuing every single day, the attempt to tear down these institutions and to justify tearing down the institutions by claiming that America's institutions need to be torn down. This is why Joe Biden and the Democratic Party are now pushing court packing. Now, realistically speaking, are they going to pack the court? No, they don't have the power to do so. They can't do it through reconciliation, which means they need a filibuster-proof majority. Even if they could do it through reconciliation, do you really think that Kristen Sinema, who's in a very purple state in Arizona, and Joe Manchin in a very red state in West Virginia are going to vote to simply add seats to the Supreme Court? The answer is no. But it's all about pushing a narrative, the narrative being that the Supreme Court is an institutional obstacle to you getting what you want. So vote for Democrats, right? That is the goal of Democrats here, is to cast the Supreme Court, which, by the way, is the only branch of American government that Americans broadly trust. Taking the Supreme Court and grinding it under your ideological boot heel, that is the goal here, not actually changing the Supreme Court. Jen Psaki said yesterday that Joe Biden is now open to court packing, which is weird because he wouldn't answer that question throughout the entire campaign. And in fact, if you asked him the question, you were told that you were being too harsh on Joe Biden.
They're going to look at a number of issues. The size of the court is one of the issues, but there are a number of other issues they'll look at. I'm sure the president will look forward to reviewing that report when it comes to his desk, and then I'm sure it will impact his thinking moving forward. But we don't know what that report will look like, and he obviously can then still make the decision about what he supports.
I mean, who knows? Who knows? By the way, this is the same Joe Biden who just a few years ago was saying that it was corrupt to pack the Supreme Court. My favorite part of this is how the media just go right along with it. The media just go right along with it. So Jerry Nadler laid out the most Orwellian perversion of language of the last, 7 minutes, because they just keep perverting language. So now Jerry Nadler says that when you pack the Supreme Court, you're actually unpacking the Supreme Court.
It's the proper number. It matches the number of circuits as it has historically. And it also will enable us to do justice and to rectify the great injustice that was done in packing the court. And some people will say we're packing the court. We're not packing it. We're unpacking it.
We just changed the definitions. Packing is unpacking. Healthcare is infrastructure. Like, the language just randomly changes. That's all. And it all changes in accordance with the Democratic agenda, because that's all that matters. Agenda, agenda, uber alles. Effectiveness does not matter. Truth does not matter. Data does not matter. All that matters is what the utopian left wants to do and what they have to break that's in their way. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. President Biden says he and Prime Minister Suga Yoshihide reaffirmed the U.S.-Japan alliance while agreeing to take on the challenges of China and other issues. Suga was the first foreign leader to visit the White House in person during Mr. Biden's presidency. During a joint press conference afterwards, Mr. Biden also addressed last night's mass shooting in Indianapolis that left 8 people dead, saying gun control is a major focus of his presidency.
I've never not prioritized this. No one has worked harder to deal with the violence used by individuals using weapons than I have.
The president also said he has a long history of enacting gun control measures.
I'm the only one ever to have passed an assault weapons ban. I'm the only one that ever got a 10-year ban on assault weapons and clips of more than 10 bullets.
Meanwhile, through an interpreter, Suga addressed the upcoming Olympics, delayed because of the pandemic, saying his country is working hard to make Tokyo a safe place for the Summer Games.
Japan is listening to and learning from WHO and experts are doing everything possible to contain infection and to realize safe and secure games from scientific and objective perspectives.
Modern Democrats are lining up with Republicans in proposing a pared-down version of an infrastructure bill.
A group of moderate Democrats have joined with a handful of Senate Republicans in crafting a proposal that would devote about $800 billion to improving the nation's roads, bridges, and transit systems. It's a far cry from the $2.25 billion President Biden proposed last month in his American Jobs Plan. It's drawn pushback from both sides of the aisle. Many oppose Biden's proposed hike on the corporate tax rate to pay for the plan, as well as its inclusion of a broader Democrat wish list of economic policies and support for the Green New Deal. Bob Agner reporting.
This is townhall.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
India's chief vaccine executive has a favor to ask President Biden.
Adar Poonawalla, the chief executive of the Serum Institute, the world's largest maker of vaccines and a critical supplier of the UN-backed initiative COVAX, has written to Biden on Twitter, asking to lift the embargo on exporting raw materials needed to make vaccines from the US. Poonawalla has told the AP that the unavailability of these raw materials, such as the specific medium needed to grow microorganisms, was going to affect the Serum Institute's production of another vaccine developed by Novavax. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities say at least 10 people have died. Hundreds of others are in a hospital after drinking out-of-date powdered orange-flavored drinks in the northern Nigerian state of Kano. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. housing construction rebounded strongly in March as home builders recovered from an unusually frigid February.
The Commerce Department reports builders began construction on new homes and apartments at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.74 million units in March. That's a 19.4% increase over February when housing construction had fallen by 11.3%. The February setback had been attributed to unusually severe winter storms, which had gripped much of the country.
Correspondent Jeremy House says the Friday report showed application for building permits was a good sign of future activity, increased by 2.7% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.77 million units. Semisopochnoi volcano in Alaska's Aleutian Islands chain has continued to emit ash up to 20,000 feet, prompting officials to raise the warning levels. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
To the CDC, they revealed that only 0.008% of the fully vaccinated population has been infected with COVID 2 weeks after their final dose. 0.008%. Okay, that is like a very low percentage, right? 1% is 1 in 100. 0.1% is 1 in 1,000. 0.01% is 1 in 10,000. 0.001% is 1 in 100,000. So 8 out of every 100,000 people who have gotten the COVID vaccine have been infected with COVID since, which means that you have now lowered the baseline risk for COVID well below seasonal diseases. Out of more than 66 million Americans who've been fully vaccinated, only 5,800 cases of COVID were identified, meaning that although the vaccine is extremely effective, it still does not protect 100% of people. I love how media pictures that. So, in other words, your chances of being infected with COVID after getting the vaccine are 8 in 100,000. That's not your chance of dying, by the way. Your chance of dying is effectively zero. Because the percentage success rate in terms of preventing serious disease and death, I'm not aware of cases so far in which somebody has died of COVID after receiving the vaccine. Has there been a single case anywhere that's been reported on? I'm not aware of it. If there is, we're talking like minute percentages of the population. Because you're starting with a baseline of 8 in 100,000. And then you're saying, of those 8, how many are going to get seriously ill and die? I can't imagine it's even one. On the basis of that. Okay, so these vaccines are unbelievably successful. Right? And it's being pitched as it's not 100% effective. What is 100%? Name a vaccine that is literally 100% effective in preventing everything. Like all the things. In addition to the CDC data, the Wall Street Journal contacted health departments in every state and in D.C. to ask how many positive cases have been identified in those who have been fully vaccinated. Out of the 23 states that responded, a total of 4,172 such cases were reported. Dr. Anthony Fauci told the Wall Street Journal, "You'll always see some breakthrough infections, no matter the efficacy of the vaccine. Before people get excited about the quantitative number of infections, they need to understand what the denominator is. We're going to see breakthroughs in numbers that are going to be well within the 90%, 95%, 97% effectiveness rate of the vaccines. And by the way, the effectiveness is not just preventing you from getting COVID. It's that if you do get COVID, it ain't going to kill you, which is really what we're worried about. Because who cares about getting COVID and then surviving and being fine?" Apparently, the Wall Street Journal wrote, "Of the breakthrough cases identified by the CDC, more than 40% occurred in people older than 60. 65% of the cases were in female patients. The CDC found that 29% of the breakthrough infections were asymptomatic. 77% of the patients experiencing a breakthrough infection were hospitalized. So far, there's the stat. 74 people have died after experiencing breakthrough infections." So you are talking about, out of, by these stats, 66 million Americans who have been fully vaccinated, 74 people have died from COVID after being fully vaccinated. 74 out of 66 million. So your chances are essentially 1 in 1 million after getting infected. You don't shut down society for that. Are you insane? The hell are you talking about? Nonetheless, the CDC continues to recommend social distancing and hand washing and masking indoors because the vaccines are not 100% effective. Well, here's the problem with that. That's crazy. There's no such thing as vaccine that is 100% effective this way. That does not exist. That is not a thing. If your chances of dying after taking the vaccine from COVID are 1 in 1 million, do you live your life this way? There's not a daily activity in which you participate in which your chances of death are 1 in 1 million that you refrain from. There's not one. Let alone your entire waking life, which is what they're asking of you. You walk around wearing a mask. You don't associate with other people. You don't go to a ball game. You don't go to a grocery store. You don't go to a movie theater. If your risk calculation calculator is so skewed that a 1 in 1 million shot of you dying from a thing is enough to make you not do it, you're not going to live a life. You're just not. You may as well lock yourself in your basement and stay there forever like Joe Biden. He said, Jim Jordan made this point to Anthony Fauci. He says, are we just going to do this forever? And Fauci has no answer. Because here's the thing. Fauci does not have an answer as to when we stop the masking, as to when we stop the social distancing. Because until we're at 100%, until death ends, until Anthony Fauci personally slays the Grim Reaper, we are all going to have to mask up for no apparent reason. By the way, actual science, your risk of passing on COVID if you've been vaccinated is very, very low. Your risk of dying of COVID is nearly non-existent. Once you're done with the vaccine and you're 2 weeks out from the final vaccine, you should take off the mask and live your life. Dr. Marty Makary at Johns Hopkins University is my source on that. He's a better doctor than you, and he's a better doctor than I am. So I will take his word for it. And also, I will look at the data, which once again suggests that this is insane. Here's Jim Jordan pushing Fauci, and Fauci, you know, he says, are we going to do this forever? And Fauci's like, I don't know. Maybe we will do this forever.
What metrics, what measures, what has to happen before Americans get their freedoms back?
My message, Congressman Jordan, is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we possibly can to get the level of infection in this country low that it is no longer a threat. That is when. And I believe when that happens, you will see.
What determines when?
I'm sorry.
What? What measure? What, I mean, are we just going to continue this forever? Or when do we get to the point? What measure, what standard, what objective outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
And then he said his final line after that was, I don't think of this as a liberty and freedom issue. Yeah, that would be the problem right there. That would be the problem. When you have government locking you down and telling you you have to wear a cloth on your face all day long for no reason after you're vaccinated, that's a liberty issue. It wasn't a liberty issue when you were talking about an actual real threat to millions of Americans. When you're talking about a threat that is now baseline extraordinarily low and you're still telling people that you're going to violate their liberties, well, now we've got a different story. Okay, so here's how this ended. Jim Jordan kept pushing Fauci on this, and Fauci wouldn't give any objective measure. Now, he's a scientist, right? Now would be an excellent time for him to give you, a stat, a piece of data. When should we stop worrying so much that we can go back to ball games? Fauci has no answer, and Jordan keeps hitting him on it. So finally, Maxine Waters jumps in and tells Jordan to shut his mouth, because this is, it's amazing. The entire Democrat, Trump, he breaks all the rules. He's so rude. He's so terrible. Here's a member of Congress telling another member of Congress to shut his mouth for the great sin of doubting the verbiage and truthfulness of Dr. Anthony Fauci, the sainted Dr. Anthony Fauci.
What number do we get our liberties back? Tell me the number.
When 90% of the members of Congress get vaccinated.
But you're not a doctor, Mr. Clyburn. He is. What is the number?
I can't.
Thank you for recognizing me, Mr. Clyburn. Thank you.
The chair now recognizes for 5 minutes.
I'd like my question answered.
Ms. Maloney.
Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time.
Regular order.
Just a moment.
Mr. Chairman, I don't want you to answer my question. The American people want Dr. Fauci to answer the question. What does it have to be?
Expire, sir. If you need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
You need to respect the chair and check. Imagine, by the way, if somebody had said that to Maxine Waters. Racism, sexism, brutality. Right? That's how that would work. The answer is, Fauci has no answer. And Democrats don't want an answer because the lockdowns are necessary. The feeling of crisis is necessary. Democrats have been for months promoting the idea that we are in a crisis from which there is no solution other than government interventionism for months. This is why they have sainted Fauci. This is why they have turned him into a votive candle. This is why they basically treat Fauci as the great oracle of COVID, even though he has sucked at his job for months. He should have been fired months ago. Joe Biden should have fired him months ago. It was one thing for Fauci not to know anything at the beginning when nobody knew anything. But we know now. Schools should have been open. We know now. You could operate your business and be safe with basic levels of social distancing and masking. We know now that once people took the vaccine, that we're good to go back to regular life. And Fauci refuses to say all this stuff because all that Fauci cares about in the end is promoting the agenda. And the agenda remains a big government Anthony Fauci on the cover of In Touch magazine agenda. I gave Fauci the benefit of the doubt for months. You know that if you listen to the show. I said that Trump doesn't have grounds to fire him in the early going. I suggested that the conflict between Trump and Fauci was a bad idea. But it's been very clear that Fauci is now just a political mouthpiece for this administration, and he is not going to operate on the basis of good science. He is simply going to say what the Biden administration wants to hear. He's not going to answer a simple question like, at what level is R low enough, or is risk low enough from the disease that we can go back to normal? Because the minute he gives an objective metric, we can hold him to it. That's the point. We'll get to more of this in just 1 second. First, a lot is happening at your front door these days. That's one thing that has not changed. At my house, I'm getting more deliveries of food, getting more friends at the front door, family members. I just want to know what's going on in my house. It's just an important thing to me. Got 3 kids that are running around, and that's why I need my Ring devices on my home. With Ring, you can see and speak to whoever is at your door from anywhere right on your phone. You'll never miss a visitor, whether it's your neighbor, your dinner, or your groceries. You can keep those packages and deliveries safe. With motion detection, you'll get notified even if they don't ring the doorbell. If someone stops by or something is going on, Ring will let you know. I love having the Ring video doorbell. I've actually added some Ring security cameras around the house as well. No matter your home, Ring has everything you need to protect it. See and speak to whoever is at your door from anywhere with video doorbells. Keep an eye on every corner of your house with easy-to-install indoor and outdoor cams. Protect your whole home with Ring Alarm. It's a powerful, affordable home security system you can easily install yourself. Right now, get a special offer on that Ring welcome kit at ring.com/Shapiro. It comes with the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and the Chime Pro. It's the perfect way to upgrade your front door and start your Ring experience. Head on over to ring.com/Shapiro. That is ring.com/Shapiro. Go check them out right now. It remains a source of constant astonishment that Anthony Fauci continues to promote the idea that we need to lock down until the end of time. There is no basis in science for what he's talking about right now. None. None. But it does not matter. Because, again, he backs the agenda. And the agenda is we are going to continue to push this nonsense until the end of time without regard to the actual underlying science. How Fauci's been able to get away with this for so long, it goes to exactly how much the left media needs him, how much the left media wants him. By the way, he's completely undercutting the reason why people would get the vaccine. We're starting to see piles and piles of doses just piling up everywhere in the United States because people don't want to get the vaccine. Because they're saying to themselves, logically, if I can't go back to regular life, if I can't go to a movie theater, if I can't go to a ball game, if I can't take off this stupid mask, if I can't do any of those things, why in the world do I get a vaccine that doesn't have any longitudinal testing? And the answer is no good answer, because you should be able to do all those things. It is actually counterproductive, deeply counterproductive for Anthony Fauci to be wearing a mask right now. He should not be. Joe Biden should not be wearing a mask right now. Kamala Harris should not be wearing a mask. They are all vaccinated. They should be saying, look at me. I got the vaccine. Boom, mask off, back to regular life. You get the vaccine and you can be the same. But they're not doing that. There's no incentive structure. So on the one hand, the Democratic Party is trying to use government force and compulsion in order to incentivize you to get the vaccine. On the other hand, they're telling you if you do get the vaccine, nothing changes. That is not a winning message. And you know who's been pushing that idea? Nate Silver, who's not on the right. Right? Nate Silver points out that on the Johnson & Johnson vaccination debacle, and when you pull those off the shelves on the basis of a 1 in 1 million possibility that you are going to get a blood clot. By the way, there's a new report out today shows that Pfizer and Moderna have similar blood clotting stats associated with them. If you're going to pull that stuff off the shelves, you got to pull all the vaccines off the shelves. And certainly you're telling people they shouldn't get the vaccine in the first place. It's an absurdity. But they're going to continue pushing it because once again, all that matters is the growth of government. That is all that matters in the end. Alrighty, coming up. We're going to get to Russia, which is really pushing Joe Biden hard and Biden not pushing back particularly hard. We'll get to that in just a moment. First, let's talk about your sleep quality. So my kid's waking me up at all hours of the night. In the minutes between the times when they are waking me up, I want to sleep like a baby. It is a thing that I would like. And that is why I have my Helix sleep mattress made just for me. So many things in your life are now personalized, right? You go to the coffee shop, you get your coffee personalized. Why not personalize something you're spending hours a day on? That would, of course, be your mattress. Helix Sleep makes the magic happen for you. If you like a mattress that's really soft or firm, if you sleep on your side, your back, your stomach, if you sleep really hot with Helix, there's a specific mattress for each and everybody's unique taste, like me. Just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro. They'll match you to a mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. I sleep on a Helix mattress. You don't need to take my word for it. Helix is rated best mattress of 2019 by both GQ and Wired magazine. Everything is made right here in America. They've got a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. If you try Helix and you don't like it, they'll pick it up right for you. No problem. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders. Get up to $200 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. That's helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Go check them out right now. They will make you a mattress that will make your life better. helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Alrighty, coming up, the United States and Russia ratcheting up tensions, but is Joe Biden doing enough? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun and exciting fundraising experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the United States has imposed new sanctions on Russia. According to the New York Times, President Biden on Thursday imposed extensive new sanctions on Russia and formally blamed the country's premier intelligence agency for the sophisticated hacking operation that breached American government agencies and the nation's largest companies. This is a good move by Biden. Credit where credit is due. The sanctions included measures intended to make it more difficult for Russia to take part in the global economy if it continued its campaign of disruptive actions, including in cyberspace and on the border of Ukraine. White House officials say they have left themselves room to squeeze Moscow's ability to borrow money on global markets if the tensions escalate. Biden explained that he was choosing to be proportionate. Here was Joe Biden announcing his new actions with regard to Russia.
When I spoke to President Putin, I expressed my belief that communication between the two of us personally and directly was to be essential in moving forward to a more effective relationship, and he agreed on that point. To that end, I proposed that we meet in person this summer in Europe for a summit to address a range of issues facing both of our countries. I also made clear to President Putin that the United States is unwavering in our support of our allies and partners in Europe. In that vein, I expressed concern about Russia's military buildup on Ukraine's border and in occupied Crimea. I affirmed U.S. support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. And I strongly urge him to refrain from any military action.
Okay, so he's talking about how he's being very nice with Russia. Well, here's the thing. Vladimir Putin is getting, I would say, pretty feisty out there, according to the New York Post. Putin took advantage of the Biden administration's decision to abandon plans to send two destroyers to the Black Sea by closing off the Kerch Strait, which connects Crimea to Russia, to foreign warships until next fall. The action comes as Russia warned the U.S. on Tuesday to stay away from the area for their own good, after the Biden administration said it was going to send two destroyers to the Black Sea in response to Moscow's increasing military presence near Ukraine. Putin is closing the Kerch Strait beginning next week until October, blocking foreign warships that are conducting military exercises, including the United States. The U.S. and its allies have had sanctions on Putin for illegally annexing Crimea in 2014. The Biden administration pulled back the two destroyers from steaming into the Black Sea after fighting intensified between Ukraine and Russian-backed separatist forces in an effort to de-escalate the situation, according to Politico. According to a senior administration official, quote, "We have no desire to be in an escalating war with Russia. We don't seek a downward spiral. We can and think we should avoid that." So basically, on the military front, they're backing off. On the economic front, they're pushing new sanctions. I'm not sure how much Putin is going to care, frankly. It depends on how much bite, I suppose, these sanctions have. So far, the sanctions have had no bite, and they're basically saying, well, you know, they've had no bite, but eventually they'll have bite. We will find out in pretty short measure. Biden announced sanctions on 32 entities and individuals for disinformation efforts and for carrying out Moscow's interference in the 2020 presidential campaign. Now, here's the reality. So long as the United States continues to slash its military and demonstrate unwillingness to confront threats abroad, people are going to take advantage of that. They're going to fill the gap. That's what's happening in the South China Sea, for example. It's why Taiwan is now under serious threat. It's why Ukraine has been seeing a buildup on its borders via these Russian separatist armies. Meanwhile, speaking of borders, the border problem at America's southern border continues to be disastrously bad. The good news is that the Biden administration is on top of it, by which I mean they're telling you not to pay attention. Jen Psaki says, if you're worrying about the border, I would encourage you to get a life, which is a pretty healthy response from an administration that currently has more migrant children in cages than at any time during the Trump administration, or actually any time in American history.
A little bit more on the vice president's role. Republicans have, over the past few days, been quite critical of the vice president.
I've seen that. They need more to do, I think.
Oh, they need more to do. That's right. If you're critical of what Biden's doing on the border, it's because you need more to do. It's not because we have kids in cages violating COVID rules. We have no plans to send them back to where they came from. We have no plans to actually process them. We have no plans for any of that. We have no plans for anything. Right? That's an absurdity. But, you know, stop worrying about it. After all, Biden's in control from his basement, where he drinks Ensure and babbles to himself nonsensically. And Ron Klain runs the country, the chief of staff. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is out there claiming that, you know, Biden has a solution on the border. You just can't see it because it's invisible. It's like this amazing magic trick. Biden's solution is in this hand, or is it in this hand? Pick a hand. Here is Nancy Pelosi explaining the Biden border solution.
But I'm glad you brought up the border, because I do think that I commend my colleagues as well as the president for being solution-oriented there. The fact is that the Trump administration made a mess because they did not share the values of any respect for any of the people there.
Well, clearly this is Trump's fault. That's got to be the issue. It's Trump's fault. Which is weird, because here is a piece from Jack Herrera from Politico a couple days ago. Quote, in the weeks after Joe Biden's inauguration, migrants across the city of Tijuana began to leave the various shelters and apartments where they'd been living in favor of an open-air encampment just north of the city center. It's not a cheerful place. People have little to eat and there's no running water. But it has a crucial location. It's right next to the El Chaparro port of entry, the nearest legal crossing into the United States. Anticipating that the doors to the U.S. might soon open, they set up at the very foot of the country's entrance. In February, Rosemary, an asylum seeker from El Salvador, said she pitched a tarp next to just two others. By early March, it had grown into a shanty town of more than 1,000 people. Today, as many as 2,000 migrants, most of them families with kids, brave the elements each day and night. Together, the makeshift community decided on a name for the tent city, La Esperanza, the Hope. Rosemarie, like most people in the camp, is not a new arrival to Tijuana. She left her home in El Salvador in 2019. Her plan was to request asylum in the United States. But by the time she arrived, a month into the COVID pandemic, it had been closed indefinitely to asylum seekers. Since then, she and tens of thousands of others have had no choice but to wait in northern Mexico. But the early months of Biden's administration opened the door. Despite a promising new approach, says Politico, Biden has left the effective asylum ban in place with few exceptions, realizing they have no prospect for legal entry into the United States anytime soon. Many migrants, like the ones here, stuck in Tijuana without a safe home to return to, are making the painful decision to try to cross the border outside the proper channels. The problem for people like her is there's no right way. The Biden administration says this is all a work in progress. Yes, clearly, this is an administration well under control. Go get a life, guys. No need to ask any questions. All right, coming up, we're going to jump into the mailbag. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
It's The Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. I'm here to invite you to our second Twin Powers Health Fair, Saturday, May 1st, at HealthWise Chiropractic in Reading. Our vendors will be indoors and outdoors, from nutrition, skincare and makeup, to massage, energy work, and handcrafts, and so much more. We see you, we hear you, we know people are craving community and togetherness. This is how we can help. Join us Saturday, May 1st, for the Twin Powers Health Fair at HealthWise Chiropractic at 405 South Street. See you there.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do you ever lose your balance or feel dizzy for no apparent reason? Do you hear ringing in your ears or have migraines? Well, you're not alone. 1 in 5 Americans will experience these symptoms, which could be signs you have a problem with your inner ear or vestibular system. Because these symptoms are invisible and hard to describe, they are often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. We can help. Call the Vestibular Disorders Helpline at 800-837-8428. That's 800-837-8428. Or visit us online at liferebalanced.org. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. You know what we haven't done in a while? We haven't checked the mailbag. So I've got it right here. We're going to go through some of your questions. Ben writes, with Democrats attempting to lower the voting age, should Republicans push for raising it? The government has made it clear 18-year-olds are not wise enough to choose to smoke or drink until age 21. If you're not old enough to make the decision to drink or smoke, why should we allow you to vote? I mean, listen, there are things that will be successful and things that will not be successful. Raising the voting age is a thing that will not be successful. As far as the sort of generalized question as to what age is it appropriate to vote, and the answer is that our society has basically deemed you capable of making decisions in most areas of life when you are 18. I think there's a case to be made that really you should only be voting if you pay taxes, frankly, since there is a general notion, and this has been true for literally all of human history, that if you have the ability to vote somebody else's dollar into your pocket, you will do so. Now, you didn't have to worry about that so much when constitutional rights were actually protected, such as the right to your own property. But since we have decided to completely overthrow that and basically just say that the mob can take away your individual rights in the name of their own well-being, well, then that sort of calls for more voting restrictions on an ideological level, even if that's not practical either. Seth says, I saw you at your talk in Madison, Wisconsin a few years ago. It wasn't until I saw how they treated you I realized how serious the culture war had become. Do you think people who are canceled might win in court if they sue? For example, imagine Chris Harrison or Gina Carano were to sue their former companies over things that were acceptable for other people or because Twitter said they had to go. Do you think they could win in court? So the case for defamation against public figures is extremely difficult because the defamation standard in the United States is actual malice. Like, you know that you were saying something untrue about somebody and you said it anyway. The truth is that the problem for Chris Harrison is he allowed himself to be canceled. Like, Gina didn't allow herself to be canceled, and good for her. Chris Harrison did. Chris Harrison, I have a lot of sympathy for him because he didn't say anything wrong in the first place, and then they went after him. He should never have apologized. He should have said, what I said is completely fine, and if you don't like it, you can stick it. That's what he should have done. But instead, he sort of turtled, and then what happened to his career is what happens to everybody when they cower in front of the mob. The beatings continue. Garrett says, hey, dear Ben, I'm in a racial and ethnic politics class at my college. Examples of current systemic racism that are brought up on a weekly basis, including redlining and gerrymandering. What is the conservative argument against these topics? Do they happen, or have the facts just been twisted? Well, redlining has been illegal in this country for several decades. The practice of systematically downgrading particular loans on the basis of race, that's been illegal in the United States since the 1970s. So, no, there is no systemic redlining that is happening in the United States right now. You can say that they're after effects of property values in particular communities, thanks to past redlining. That's possible to say, but to say that redlining continues today, there's no evidence that that is the case. It's also true that the evidence on redlining has been fairly scanty in terms of private companies that were just using race as a proxy, as opposed to using, you know, income level and credit worthiness in particular areas as a proxy for property values, crime levels. I mean, it turns out that there are a lot of confounds here that go beyond race. As far as gerrymandering has been practiced in the United States for decades and decades and decades and decades. If you want to see some really weird shaped districts, all you have to do is look at some blue states. Basically, whenever Democrats get in power, gerrymandering is good. Whenever Republicans get in power, gerrymandering is bad. But gerrymandering has been going on since literally Elbridge Gerry. Right? You go all the way back to, I mean, that's why it's called gerrymandering. The notion that you could have a nonpartisan board sitting there drawing congressional districts. The problem of how you draw a congressional district has always been a political one. Trying to make it apolitical is simply slapping a fake Band-Aid on a wound that truly has not been severely damaging in the United States of late. The notion that Democrats have been unable to win because of gerrymandering is absurd, considering they control the Senate and the House and the presidency right now. Jenny says, hey, Ben, I figure you'd be a good person to ask, since you have a good moral sense and love children. What are your thoughts on having kids with everything going on in the world? My husband and I would love to have a family. I fear for them as they grow up in a world that is increasingly hostile toward children and Judeo-Christian values. I need some sound advice. Thank you. Well, throughout human history, there have been worse situations to bring children up in than this one. Culturally, you're right. We are in a very bad situation in the United States. There's great fear your kid is going to be indoctrinated into things that are very bad for them and into a value system that is really negative. However, that does not justify not bringing a child into the world. There's a reason that from a Judeo-Christian perspective, God commands people to have kids. If people always wanted to have kids, there would be no need for the command. There's a sort of basic idea in Judaism that one of the reason for the commandments is because people are tempted to do the opposite. So do not murder is a commandment because you're tempted to murder. Have kids is a commandment because you're tempted to not have kids. The truth is that there's a commentary in the Bible at the very beginning of the book of Exodus. A pretty rough time to have kids, the beginning of the book of Exodus, because you've got the Egyptians enslaving the Jews, taking the firstborn, and throwing them in the water, killing them. And there's this whole midrash, which is sort of a commentary on the Bible, that tells the story of Moses' parents, who apparently had separated because they were afraid to have a child in the middle of this critical era in Jewish history. And Miriam, who is Moses' older brother, goes to her parents and she says, it's a commandment for you to have kids. And then we'll figure out how to save my brother. We'll figure out what to do next. But to avoid having kids is a sin in and of itself. And then it's your job to figure out what to do next. No one said parenting was going to be easy. Nobody said society was going to be conducive to parenting. I think it's important to be grateful for the society that we live in terms of the material prosperity. It used to be that if you had a kid, there's a 1 in 3, 1 in 4 chance the kid was going to die before the kid reached adulthood. That is no longer the case. The risks come from another area. But creating that bubble for your child, a bubble of innocence around your child, is deeply necessary, and it is, in fact, what you are called to do. So go ahead and do it. Braden says, do Jews have worship services like Christians do? What happens during them? Yeah, we pray 3 times a day. Sabbath is when I'm usually at synagogue. So at the worship service, it depends on the day. Some days we take out the Torah and we read a section from the Torah. The praying is broken down into a few different segments. So it begins with a series of blessings that you say about God. You thank God for making you healthy. You thank God who raises people from poverty. You thank God for a variety of things at the very beginning of the blessings. Then you get to what is called Pesukei Dezimra, which is literally verses of praise, verses of song. And these are all, generally these are drawn from the Psalms. So you're reading a bunch of Psalms. And that ends with a section that you read from the book of Exodus, which is the Shir Shalyam, the song that Moses sings at the splitting of the Sea of Reeds, the splitting of the Red Sea. And then you get to the blessings over Shema, which is sort of the core of the service. The Shema, of course, is the critical Jewish prayer that says, hear, O Israel, Shema Israel, God is Hashem Elokeinu, God is our God, God is one. And then you say a series of verses about that, and then finally you get to what is the actual core, which is the Shemona Esrei, which is 18 blessings, it's actually 19 for a couple of historical reasons, and these are blessings that you say that ask for things, that thank God for the things that you have been given. And then you conclude with a few other sections. So that is a brief walkthrough of prayer in the mornings anyway. And then it's much shorter in the afternoon and the evening. The afternoon and the evening prayers are basically just the Shemona Esrei, or if you get to the evening, then Shema and Shemona Esrei. Let's see. Sean says, hey Ben, just curious. Are trans men required to register for selective service? My understanding is that all adults above the age of 18 are required to register for selective service. Are women still required to? I think that they have changed the law on this now. So I think that they are making it so that women are required to register for selective service now. If they haven't already done that, they are going to in very short order. We'll get to more of this in just 1 second. First, let us talk about the fact that you need a great couch. Okay, so I've talked to you about mattresses personalized for you. How about a couch made just for you? Helix has now gone beyond the bedroom. They started making sofas. They just launched a new company. It's called Allform. They're making premium customizable sofas and chairs shipped directly to your door. So what makes an Allform sofa really cool? Well, for starters, it's the easiest way you can customize a sofa using premium materials at a fraction of the cost of traditional stores. You can pick your fabric. It is spill, stain, scratch resistant. That means it's perfect when you have kids or pets. I have kids, so I need sofas that are really, really durable. You can pick the sofa color of the legs, sofa size, shape, make sure it's perfect for you and your home. And it's modular, which means you can constantly upgrade, make it bigger, make it smaller. It's pretty fantastic. I've got an Allform sofa. I picked out the 3-seat sofa with chaise in the sand color with espresso legs. Not only do I love my Allform sofa, my mom loves her Allform sofa so much, I got her one that is customized perfectly for her as well. She's been using that. I'm getting it for all the family members. They are just fantastic. If getting a sofa without trying it in store sounds risky, don't worry. You get 100 days to decide if you want to keep it. That's more than 3 months. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free and give you a full refund, and they offer a forever warranty, like until the end of time. To find your perfect sofa, check out allform.com/Ben. That is allform, allform.com/Ben. They're offering 20% off all orders for our listeners at allform.com/Ben. Alrighty, James says, a lot of Republicans seem to think that background checks are somehow abridging the Second Amendment. I think this is utterly ridiculous. I don't want to give an unstable person a gun. Do you agree or disagree with me, and why? So, there is the federally licensed firearms thing, which is you buy a gun from a gun dealer and they do a background check. I don't have a general problem with people having to take a criminal background check in order to buy a gun from a federally licensed firearms dealer. The problem with having a background check mandated when I, an individual, give a gun to a family member is because the only way to monitor that would be to have an actual full-on guns registry. Because the only way to tell who's actually conveying a gun once it's been sold into private hands is for every gun to be registered and every change of gun to be registered. And I don't think it's appropriate for the government to know all of that. It is one thing for the government to have procedures to prevent federally licensed firearm dealers from selling the gun to criminals. And by the way, it's also appropriate, I think, that if you are a person who passes on a gun to a person who is a criminal, knowing they are a criminal, that there's liability that attaches to that. Those laws are already on the books, I believe, in virtually every state, if not all states. But the idea that the government should know exactly where every gun is at all times and you should have to register every gun that you ever receive or pass on, that is deeply dystopian stuff. Jacob says, do you like bluegrass? We know you can play the violin, but can you saw a fiddle? So I have taken a couple of fiddle lessons. I still need the sheet music in front of me. I can play very, very basic fiddle kind of stuff. Steve says, how would being entitled to the labor of healthcare workers under the government-run healthcare be different than being entitled to the labor of police and fire personnel? I believe the government has a role in protecting its citizens and does not have a role in providing free health care. How would I argue the difference to someone who believes that health care should be a right? Well, this falls under the rubric of what is a public good. So public good are typically defined as goods that are non-rivalrous and non-excludable, meaning everyone has equal access to them. And my use of this thing is non-rivalrous. Non-excludable is we all have equal access to the thing. Like the military, right? The military protects an area. I have equal access to the military's protection. It's not like the military can protect you from a missile strike, but not me from a missile strike. And then there is non-rivalrous, which means my use of the military does not exclude your use of the military. So police and fire are sort of semi-public goods in the sense that my use theoretically of the police could diminish your use of the police, but kind of not really, because you should have enough police officers on hand to defend everybody. Plus, if crime starts to rise in a community, that affects everybody. The same thing is true of fire. If there's a fire next door to me, that fire is going to affect me, which is why this is a public good. Okay, it's non-rivalrous. Everybody can use it. It is non-excludable. I can't ban you from using it. Healthcare is a different story. Your healthcare is your business. It is individual to you. There is no bleed-over effect from your healthcare to mine. The only area in which there is a case to be made for public health with regard to the sort of libertarian principle is with regard to, for example, widespread disease. Widespread contagious disease might be an area where public health measures are necessary, like mass vaccination, for example. But if you're talking about you have heart disease and now you want me to pay for your heart disease, that's just redistributionism. That is not an attempt to protect me in any way. It's not an attempt to protect the community in any way. It's outside the realm of the sort of public good space. Sosa says, hey, Ben, I'm currently in middle school. I want to know what college do you recommend for me to go for political science? Number one, why do you want to major in political science? If you want to do it because that's what you do before you go to law school, fair enough. If you think you're going to learn anything in poli-sci, let me disabuse you of that notion right now. I went to UCLA for poli-sci, and I got my degree there, summa cum laude. I can't say that I learned a whole hell of a lot in poli-sci. There are a lot of good schools for just getting the degree. Lindsay says, Ben, would you consider a segment in which you showcase your mad rap skills? I thought Matsus Yahoo was great, but then you blew him away with your rendition of WAP. Your friends need more. Well, I am not big on the rapping. I gotta say, I don't know, maybe I'm denigrating the quote-unquote art form, because I'm not a big fan of rap, as you know. But I've never felt that this particular art form is supremely difficult. Maybe it is if you're like freestyling, right? If you're just coming up with rhymes off the top of your head, but I feel like people are super sloppy in that too, and that they're basically coming up with rhymes off the top of their head that don't actually rhyme. They're rhyming words that don't rhyme. They're rhyming table and chair, and they're doing so by skewing the vowels or something and leaving off consonants. I don't know. I feel like if I pre-wrote a rap, it wouldn't be terrible. But that's because rap is basically just spoken word poetry with a beat underneath. Mitchell says, wondering if you could weigh in on the Greater Idaho movement to move Oregon's border with Idaho to include the more rural counties of Oregon into Idaho. Could rural areas of blue states join their neighboring red states? Not without the permission of the states and or the federal Congress deciding that it's okay. The way that states get created is the federal Congress has to approve the addition of territories or the changing of boundaries of the states. That is unlikely to happen at any near point in the future. Alrighty. Cassandra says, hey Ben, greetings from Utah. My question is about balancing the role of government in protecting children through CPS, etc., and protecting the rights of religious conservative parents. In your opinion, how should abuse, neglect, unfit parents, etc. be defined so that children who truly need protection can be removed from unsafe homes without allowing the government to remove a child from parents who don't want to transition their children, for example, or are raising their children with traditional religious values? The fact that we are a culture that is so confused that you can't tell the difference between beating your kid with a rod and teaching your kid that they are not a member of the opposite sex, that shows how insane we are as a society. And the answer is, you need to have as many rules in place as possible to allow for religious protections for parents. And also, you need a sane society, frankly. This is all an outgrowth of an insane society. If you are making it akin to child abuse for me to teach my son that he is in fact a boy and that his biology reflects an underlying reality, if you say that that's a form of abuse, you're an insane person. But that's exactly where we are as a society. So this, again, politics is downstream of culture.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Public record, your record. That is why I keep my data private when I go online. I turn to ExpressVPN. There are hundreds of data brokers out there. Their sole business is to buy and sell your data. The worst part, they don't have to tell you who they're selling it to or get your consent. One of those data points is your IP address. Data harvesters can use that to identify you and your location. But ExpressVPN reroutes my connection through an encrypted server, and my IP address is masked. That makes it more difficult for third parties to identify me and harvest my data. The best part is how easy ExpressVPN is to use. No matter what device you're on, phone, laptop, smart TV, all you have to do is tap one button and get protected right now. So if, like me, you believe your data is your business, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN on the market. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben. Get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. Go to expressvpn.com/Ben to learn more. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. Already coming up, we'll get into more of your questions in the vaunted Ben Shapiro Show mailbag. Subscribers get to ask the questions, and you get the answers. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Donors choose. Support a classroom.
Build a future.
Did you know that every year, public school teachers spend nearly $500 of their own money for student supplies? Let's do the math. That comes out to over $1.2 billion a year. And that's just not right. At Donors Choose, we want students and teachers to have the tools they need for a great education. And now, more than ever, they need your help. Here's what you can do. Go to DonorsChoose.org and choose from teachers' requests that support reading, math, science, history, and more. Once a request is funded, we'll take care of shipping everything directly to the teacher. It's that easy. You'll receive thank you letters and photos from students and teachers and a report of how every dollar was spent. Teachers' needs have never been greater. Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Donors Choose. Support a classroom.
Build a future.
Furnished by Donors Choose.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show, taking your questions in the vaunted Ben Shapiro Show mailbag. Subscribe over at dailywire.com today. Use promo code censorship, by the way, get 25% off. Promo code censorship, because the left is trying to censor us, so the way to fight back, become a member. 25% off at dailywire.com/subscribe today. Susan says, hey Ben, I'm a freshman in high school. I was wondering what websites or books you could suggest to me that increase my knowledge of politics and help me debate leftists. Well, my last couple of books I think are kind of vital reading, frankly. I think Right Side of History and How to Destroy America in 3 Easy Steps are very, very important books. But anything by Thomas Sowell will definitely help you. There are a bunch. It sort of depends on topics. I get this question a lot. And what I always say is you sort of have to submit to me what topic you want, and then I will give you a list of books that would be useful in getting to know those topics pretty thoroughly. Matt says, love the show, everything you guys do. I live in Canada. I recently got engaged. The provincial government has many restrictions and a limit of 10 people at weddings. From what we've gathered, that includes the bride, groom, and officiate. With that number, our parents and siblings could not all be in attendance. Was wondering if you had any advice or thoughts on the matter, as well as if you have any general marriage advice. Can you do the marriage, like, outside of Canada? Can you come to, like, Florida? Because here, no restrictions. Florida's amazing. Yeah. Also, they really won't allow more than 10 people at an outdoor wedding. That's insane. They won't allow you to do it outdoors. As far as general marriage advice, best piece of advice I know, treat your marriage with very few expectations. The more you expect of your partner, the worse your marriage is going to be. Expect that everything is on you. And if your partner expects the same, that everything is on them, you're going to have a great marriage. If you expect your partner is going to do a bunch of stuff, when they don't do it, you end up disappointed. Now, the reality is you're supposed to marry a person who doesn't require the expectations, who's going to do it regardless, who's going to, you know, take on the burdens that are shared in a marriage. Also, open conversation with your spouse is definitely a necessity. What people tend to do is build up minor things, build them up, and then blow a gasket later. If something is bothering you, note it now, because whatever is bothering you now, it's going to be a hell of a lot worse in 10 years. A couple of words never to say in a marriage, never say always and never say never. Those are the two. The reason I say that is because in fights, people tend to always say things like, you always do this, or you never do this. And then your spouse immediately comes back with, yeah, well, I do that sometimes, and you never do. Okay, always and never rarely apply in real life. And so saying, you know, I know that you're trying your best. This one thing you did really kind of upset me, and I'd love it if we could talk about that. That's the best way to approach problems. Also, a piece of advice for men. Find out whether your wife is looking for a solution or a listening ear in a conversation. Biggest mistake men make. I know I make it all the time. I constantly am having conversations with my wife. I think it's a solutions conversation. It turns out it's just a complaining conversation. And you need to find this out up front, or you find yourself very quickly in she's angry at you territory because you offered a solution rather than simply listening to her feelings. I know, it's a weird thing. Nathan says, what are your thoughts in respect to the skilled trades and other construction work as opposed to going to college or university after graduating from high school? As a high school senior looking into taking on a plumbing apprenticeship after graduating, I'm interested in your take on the subject. I'm very much in favor of skilled trades versus college. I know a lot of people have gotten very wealthy doing skilled trades versus going to college. It depends on what you're going to college for. if you're just going to college because you want to work a white collar job and you think that you're going to get a degree and that's going to make your life better, maybe that works. Maybe it doesn't. But if you end up wanting to be a plumber after college, then who gives a crap? I've never asked my plumber for his college degree. I don't know whether he even went to college at all. Tony says, my question is regard to property taxes. Basically, how are they constitutional? I suppose that this is a question of private property. If the state can require you to continually pay a tax on something and penalize you if you don't, it seems to me you don't actually own that property. Yeah, no, there are serious questions to be asked about property taxes. I mean, the question of as to why you buy a piece of property and now you have to pay the state for the continuing pleasure of living on the property is a bizarre one. The problem is, what is the fairest method of tax? It seems to me that sales tax, like a consistent low level of sales tax, would probably be the fairest version of paying taxes, not income tax, not property tax. But the truth is, you get taxed a variety of different ways. I was amused to see Jerry Nadler come out and say he's against double taxation, so he doesn't like the SALT taxation. It's like, okay, if you're against double taxation, you might want to get rid of the corporate tax, the income tax, the death tax, all the other forms of taxes you pay. All right, we've reached the end of the week. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The first defendants have pleaded guilty to federal charges in connection with the attack of the U.S. Capitol is a member of the far-right Oath Keepers militia group.
John Ryan Schaefer is also a heavy metal guitarist in the band Iced Earth. U.S. District Judge Ahmed Mehta said Friday that he has agreed to cooperate with investigators in hopes of getting a lighter sentence, and the Justice Department will consider putting Schaefer in the Federal Witness Security Program. This signals that federal prosecutors see him as a valuable cooperator as they continue to investigate the militia groups and other extremists involved in the attack on January 6th. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The coroner's office released the names of eight people who were fatally shot when a man opened fire at a FedEx plant in Indianapolis. Four of the victims of last night's shooting were from the city's Sikh community. The mass shooting marks another blow for the Asian American community in the United States and comes a month after six people of Asian descent were killed in a mass shooting in the Atlanta area amid ongoing attacks against Asian Americans during the pandemic. The shooter has been identified as a 19-year-old former employee of FedEx. Police say he killed himself after shooting his victims. They're still trying to figure out what the motive is. Democrats pushing back on President Biden over the cap of refugees coming to America.
On Friday, the White House said the president was keeping Donald Trump's cap of 15,000 refugees for this year. That led to an immediate outcry from Democrats in Congress and other Biden allies. The blowback was so stiff, the White House later announced Mr. Biden would increase the refugee cap by May 15th, though it didn't say by how much. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy says COVID-19 vaccines would be made available at key airports in the state beginning June 1st. He made the announcement as he unveiled plans aimed at bolstering Alaska's pandemic-battered tourist industry. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
The new Secretary of the Interior has revoked a series of Trump administration orders that promoted fossil fuel development on public lands and waters.
The directives boosted coal, oil, and gas leasing on federal lands to promote what Trump called energy dominance in the United States. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland also rescinded a Trump administration order intended to increase oil drilling in Alaska's National Petroleum Reserve. A new directive prioritizes climate change in Interior Department decisions, part of a government-wide effort ahead of a virtual climate summit President Biden is hosting next week. In a statement, Holland says the orders will make communities more resilient to climate change and help lead the transition to a clean energy economy. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Final preparations for Briton Prince Philip's funeral tomorrow. Due to COVID, only a select list of 30 mourners will be allowed. News and analysis, townhall.com. Elon Musk won a billion-dollar NASA contract for moon landings.
NASA has awarded a $2.9 billion contract to Elon Musk SpaceX Corporation to build spacecraft for landing astronauts on the moon for the first time since 1972. This is the latest breakthrough for SpaceX as it solidifies its image as a hard-charging company focused on conquering new frontiers in outer space. Ken Lorman reporting.
A lawsuit filed in Seattle against Boeing alleges a malfunctioning auto-throttle system on an older 737 jet led to the January crash of a Sirijawa Air flight that killed all 862 people on board. The lawsuit cites a list of previous incidents involving 737 auto-throttle system malfunctions and says history suggests the system should have been redesigned. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
So a lot of you who are reasonable out there, which is my listening audience, we're not talking about the liberals, of course, or their media buddies, are probably asking sound, sane questions right now. Like, how is it in that shooting incident in Minneapolis that the police officer reached for the firearm while she thought she was reaching for the taser? That's a fair question, a good question, a necessary question to ask, correct? We're going to get to that today. But in the beginning of the show, first, I want to talk about another police shooting incident we had in Chicago and how, again, the anger merchants looking to promote chaos and anger, how exactly they're trying to form a narrative without telling you what actually happened. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Let's get right to it. Joe, it is Friday. So if you wouldn't mind giving us the traditional 1960s game show voice Friday opening, we would appreciate it.
It's Friday!
Okay. I got that. I also got another Russian collusion story making its way around. I'll explain to you why the intelligence community, especially the higher-ups, we have to be very careful. All right, Joe, let's go.
Oh, she's not firing. Dead mouse. Hit the Kenny Bell.
The Kenny Bell to the rescue, folks. The Kenny Bell to the rescue. All right. So let me dig right into this today. The Kenny Bell rings forever. That's the only thing. We have to, like, stop the Kenny Bell to the rescue. You know, it does. It rings forever. All right. So we had this really horrible situation. There's no, you know, you run out of ways to describe these things, folks. There was a 13-year-old, a boy who was shot pursuant to a police foot chase in Chicago. Now, of course, that's where the analysis ends for a lot of people looking to cause chaos and anger. They don't want to dig deep into these stories. They don't want to know why it happened. They want to promote a narrative somehow that this was either racist or evidence of police brutality, whatever it may be. We're not going to do that today. We are going to talk about the facts and the truth. So if you were on social media at any point yesterday, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it may be, you probably saw this photo making the rounds.
there's this 13-year-old boy, this Adam Toledo. He is standing there in a dark alley. You'll see some kind of a flashlight illuminating him. Keep in mind, this is 2 a.m. This is a still shot that made its way around. And Toledo's hands are up. This is the shot that made its way around. Now, if this is all you looked at, right, if you, which is a lot of liberals out there, if this is, because this is all they want to see, if this is all you saw from the police body camera, again, taken from about 10 feet away, dark alley, 2 a.m., Chicago, late at night, 13-year-old boy facing the officer, hands up in the air, you would say to yourself, my gosh, this 13-year-old boy was shot. This is clearly police brutality. This police officer should be charged with murder. If, of course, that's all the homework you did, which sadly are most liberals out there. Because most liberals out there don't want to hear the truth. That picture is what you saw. If you're watching on Rumble, you can see the photo. If not, I just described it to you. Again, 13-year-old boy, dark alley, late at night, flashlight on the boy, facing, hands up, shots ring out from the police officer after the shot. The boy tragically dies, Adam Toledo. Now, the background on how this foot pursuit starts is important. Cities around America, big cities, have these gunshot detectors. They use kind of sound location to target where gunshots are coming from. The police officer's responding. It's 2 a.m. They get into a foot pursuit right in the area where this gunshot went off with this 13-year-old boy who has a gun in his right hand at some point during this exchange. We're going to pick it up here from when the officer activates his microphone on his body cam and gets into the foot pursuit. Joe had to edit it out for language a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, let me warn you in advance. This is not appropriate viewing for children. If your kids are watching, I'm going to play it in about 5 to 10 seconds. I strongly encourage you to turn them away. I'm not blurring this out. You're entitled to see what happened if you were an adult and choose to watch it, but you need to see the whole thing.
My out! Hey, show me your stop it! Stop it! Shots fired! Shots fired! Get an ambulance up here now! Look at me! Look at me! You all right?
Not easy to watch. The young man is dead now. Now, you may be saying to yourself, if you just saw that video, well, where did he put his hands up? Because it's hard to see when you're looking at it in live time. Well, why would I play the video but put the photo up first of him with his hands up? Because, ladies and gentlemen, you just saw what the officer saw. That was his body cam. The human mind in stressful situations, ladies and gentlemen, does not process information in still shots. This isn't one of those inaction photos in a baseball card. This is the real world where the human brain is processing information under a stressful situation rapidly. It does not stop to think in stills. Now, why would the officer have thought that as the subject turned to him and put his hands up, why would the officer think that his life may have been in danger to the point where he engages the subject with the firearm and kills him? Why? Well, when you put up shot number 2, screenshot photo number 2, hat tip Andy No, his social media for pointing this out, you will see quite clearly the red circles around it that this is probably what the officer saw. As the subject blades his body off when he stops about 10 feet away from the police officer in this dark alley, you will notice in the right hand circled here on the video, again, if you're listening on audio, I'll explain it to you. In his right hand, as he's bladed off, the officer is seeing, folks, his left hip, the subject, and his left arm, and the left side of his body. The right side of his body, the officer can't see. All he can see is creeping out from the right side of his body, a hand with a firearm in it, which appears to be a 9mm Ruger, recovered at the scene later. Look at this photo. Because you say, well, Dan, the brain doesn't think in still shots. No, the brain does not. So why show a still shot to say the officer may have thought that he had a firearm in his hand? Because, folks, you'll notice the blading of the body, and when you watch that video again, if you'll rewind, you'll notice as the subject drops the firearm, you can't see it. All you can see are his hands coming forward, and you can't see his right hand because his body's bladed off. In other words, hands shoot people, ladies and gentlemen, fingers, not elbows, not shoulders, not eyeballs, not knees. Fingers are what get people killed. Fingers manipulate triggers, not toes, not elbows. when the subject's right hand disappears behind his body because he's bladed off, all the officer can see is the left side of his body. The officer, it appears pretty clearly at this point, likely didn't know that the subject had dropped the weapon because he couldn't see the hand because his body's bladed off. Analysis of this matters. I'm not running cover for anyone, folks, okay? I'm trying to give you the perspective, the morals and ethics of this, as I said last night, and I'll say again today. You can judge on your own. I'm trying to do what irresponsible journalists and media people and liberal activists won't do, which is to explain a tragic situation, not in terms of good or bad. There are no good shoots, bad shoots. There are legally justifiable shootings and non-legally justifiable shootings. That's it. There's no good or bad. There's bad and worse here. Does everybody get that? The 13-year-old is dead. There are only bad and worse explanations. There are no good explanations. But throwing this officer under the bus immediately because you've sent around a still shot as if the officer's brain processes information in discrete series of photos and the photo of the kid with his hands up, oh, he just ignored it and shot him anyway, is ridiculous. Just microseconds before that, it appears from this photo that the subject had a firearm in his right hand that was hidden and secreted behind his body. Is that not relevant to this? Or are you just intentionally being obtuse? All right, as I said, at the end of the show, no matter what, I'm going to get to a great article. Folks, please go to my newsletter and read this article. It's by, I believe, Force Shield. It was sent to me by a friend, Adam, very smart guy I was in the Secret Service with. It is in our newsletter today, Bongino.com/newsletter. Please read it. It is a thorough, detailed, scientific explanation about why police officers sometimes make what they call slips or errors, and they think they have their taser when they have their firearm. I'm going to get to it at the end of the show because it's fascinating, and it uses a real-world example you can all relate to, and I promise you, you'll say, oh, now it makes sense. We'll be right back.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynavite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynavite. When I get out the Dynavite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Whether she prefers a statement piece or everyday subtle elegance like my wife, BlueNile.com has fine jewelry for everyone. From textured gold to multicolored gemstones to classic pearls, you can shop this season's stunning trends. Blue Nile also offers endless options for diamond jewelry, a variety of carats, metals, and settings ready to ship same day. Or build your own piece with online tools that seamlessly walk you through the process. At BlueNile.com, you can celebrate all of life's special moments at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So this Mother's Day, give the mom in your life something she'll treasure forever. The Dan Bongino Show listeners get $50 off your purchase over $500. This exclusive offer is only good for Bongino listeners. Use code Bongino, plus every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Shop stress-free on BlueNile.com today and use code Bongino.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. I do not say this lightly, and I do not say it to stir the pot. I am not one of these media hysterical lunatics that just says things to get clicks. But this is a serious question. Can we trust the intelligence community anymore? Well, what happened? Well, yesterday, if you were following on social media, another Russian collusion scandal broke. The media, I'll get to it in a minute. The media was all over it. Look, confirmation. It's real this time. People involved with Trump definitely colluded with the Russians. We have proof. Now, you may have been saying to yourself, if you're an astute observer of the PP tape collusion hoax, like I happen to be, I wrote 3 books on it, right? You always have to say to yourself, why would people in the intelligence community, the intelligence infrastructure, involved in the PP hoax, collusion hoax, leak yesterday or let out yesterday this information that came out that they're now saying, oh, look, we now have proof of the Russian collusion hoax. Why would that happen yesterday? Maybe because their other Russian collusion fantasy Russian bounty hoax fell apart and they needed to save face and replace it with another fake story. Watch. Here's what I mean. So yesterday we found out that do you remember this scandal? Again, showing you how the media is a total joke. The Russians put bounties on American troops in Afghanistan scandal. Do you remember this? This happened months ago. This was a huge deal in the left-wing media. Rachel Maddow hyperventilating on her show. Donald Trump is doing nothing. The Russians, it's confirmed, have put bounties on our troops in Afghanistan. The Russians want our troops killed. They're paying money. Brian Stelter, George Costanza at CNN, everyone and all the left-wing media infrastructure, that Lawrence O'Donnell clown, Donald Trump should resign tomorrow. And Donald Trump, do you remember the story, folks? Donald Trump said, hey, that information's not confirmed. That's why I didn't act on it. And fact checkers
checked him on it. Donald Trump is lying. But now we find out the Daily Beast, who has a shady at best relationship with the truth, they had to publish this piece yesterday. Daily Beast, April 15th, 2021. U.S. Intel walks back claim Russians put bounties on American troops by the dreadful Oswin Subsang, Spencer Ackerman, and Adam Ronsley, all who have issues with the facts. Now, my guess is someone in the intelligence community got wind that this Russian bounties on American troops story was a total hoax, completely made up hoax, knew it was going to come out and was going to be very embarrassing to the media. So they had to give the media something else to put out there. Folks, don't for a second think this is an accident. Please don't say, oh no, higher ups in the intelligence community, this is just a big coinky dink. It's not. This story surfaces yesterday at the exact same time the Russian bounties hoax is exposed with egg on the face of the media and the anti-Trump left. Here's Greg Miller, another media guy, subtweeting a Marshall Cohen. I'll show you who these two are in a minute. Greg Miller says, so the circle is complete. Trump campaign chairman Manafort provided info to Konstantin Kilimnik, and Kilimnik relayed that info to Russian intelligence. He's subtweeting Marshall Cohen. For the first time ever, all caps, the U.S. government said Russian agent Konstantin Kilimnik provided Russian intelligence agencies with internal Trump campaign polling data he received from Manafort and Gates. Even Mueller didn't go that far. You see this from a Treasury.gov site. Wow, that's incredible. So finally, folks, the pee-pee tape collusion hoax is real. We have evidence now. This guy, Konstantin Kilimnik, who Paul Manafort knew, gave polling data to Russian intel? It's true. Greg Miller, here's his bio. Oh, he works for the Washington Post, national security correspondent. This guy, of course, if he says it, it must be true. And he's subtweeting Marshall Cohen, CNN reporter. Well, if you were a journalist and actually did any homework, you'd know that Konstantin Kilimnik, who was connected to Paul Manafort, who was Trump's campaign manager, who is now this alleged deep Russian spy, and they've now made the connection. Kilimnik, Russian, Manafort, Trump campaign manager, definite Russian collusion. You would know that Konstantin Kilimnik has been an ongoing source for the United States government since back in 2013. And last time I checked, the president 2013 was Kenny Bell Redo. It was Barack Obama. Here's an article at The Hill, maybe a little helpful for you media types. But Greg Miller, Marshall Cohen, you embarrassing fraudsters, right? The Hill, key figure that Mueller report linked to Russia was a State Department intel source. John Solomon, The Hill. Who was that key figure? Oh, look, it was Konstantin Kilimnik. What the Mueller report doesn't state is that Kilimnik was a sensitive intelligence source for the State Department going back to at least 2013. While he was still working for Manafort, according to the FBI and State Department memos Solomon reviewed. By the way, Kilimnik wasn't just a run-of-the-mill source either. He interacted with the chief political officer at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, meeting several times a week to provide information on the Ukraine government. He relayed messages back to Ukraine's leader and delivered reports to U.S. officials via emails that stretched on for thousands of words, the memos show. So just to be clear, the intelligence community that told us that there were Russian bounties on U.S. troops turned out to be a total hoax, that leaked it to the media, that then confirmed it, that was breathlessly reported on by Moscow Madow, Coffee Boy Stelter, Wolf Blitzer, and other pretend journalists out there. The same intel community has been using a source since the Obama administration, Konstantin Kilimnik, who has known Manafort since he was a source under the Obama administration. But then when that source deals with Manafort, when Trump's running for office, that source is a Russian spy and he needs to be a target of the investigation, and collusion is real. Collusion's real when Kilimnik knew Manafort and Manafort knew Trump, but collusion wasn't real when Kilimnik was a source for the Obama administration and still knew Manafort. If that makes sense to you, you're probably a member of the media, meaning you're probably an imbecile. If Konstantin Kilimnik's a Russian spy, then what the hell was he doing working for the Obama administration since 2013? Is anybody in the media asking that? Of course not. They were fed by the intelligence community yesterday a little fake gold nugget. Look, run with this story. Kilimnik's a Russian spy. Yeah, but the Obama administration used it. Doesn't matter. He knew Manafort. Well, why are we running this story, Intel? My suckling on the teat of the Intel community? These pathetic losers in the media, Miller, Cohen, all these losers, why are they running this story when the Intel community fed it to them? Because they need to run interference for the other story that made them look like idiots that they reported on for the thousandth time that turned out to be fake, the Russian bounty on U.S. troops story.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's my Patriots.
Hey, guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. As we grow our landscape lineup, we invite you to come see what we have done to bring you a high-quality selection for all your projects. Take advantage of our ever-growing selection of small rental equipment to help transform your yard, like a track machine trencher, rototillers, sod cutters, fiber plates, sod rollers, and so much more. Get the lawn you want this year using our Bolero Plus Sod by Delta Bluegrass and pair that with our Jumpstart Fertilizer to give it the boost it needs to thrive. Lauk's Landscape Supply is home of the U-Park Concrete, where we have a large fleet of concrete trailers to help get the job done right and on time. Call and reserve yours today at 378-2220. You pick up or we deliver, where no load is too big or too small. At Lauk's Landscape Supply, we have several different size trucks to accommodate your needs with fast and efficient delivery to your job site. We have a dedicated staff ready to walk you through your next project, so just give us a call at 378-2220. Check us out on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or just come see us 7 days a week at the intersection of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road, and tell your friends.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Industry Foundation.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. A little bit of a lighter story before we get back into the serious stuff. So Fox News, I have this story again up in my newsletter. Please read the newsletter today because of this story we're going to talk to you about next to. Bongino.com/newsletter is how you follow the newsletter. I'll send you emails every day. Fox News, pyramid-shaped UFOs spotted by the Navy may be, quote, the best the world has ever seen, a filmmaker says. Hat tip to this guy, Jeremy Corbell. This is an article by Brian Yannis. You can read it. Folks, I'm going to show you the video here. I have to talk through it because there's no sound. But I just want you to understand that I know many of you who, and by the way, UFO means unidentified flying object. Doesn't mean it's an alien object. It just means it's unidentified. So these are UFOs by tautologically. They're UFOs. We don't know what they are. Therefore, they're unidentified. I want to play this video. This is a pretty shocking video. By the way, this was taken by Navy personnel. It's not a joke. This is, they're investigating this right now, which says to me it's serious. Play the video. This isn't some scam. You can hear a little bit in the background there. You can see it with the night vision. And it appears to be a triangular object floating in the sky. Now, it doesn't seem, under this night vision, to have any... You can see there. Look, I was just hovering there. No one can seem to figure out what the propulsion mechanism of this is. If you read the Fox News piece, and that video, by the way, hat tip Jeremy Corbell there. Corbell is apparently an expert on these matters. Says, we got an issue here. Because the technology here is not really explainable. There doesn't seem to be any emission from this object. In other words, you have a jet engine and emits jet fumes at the end. You have rotors, there's rotor wash. You have the car, you have an exhaust pipe. That's what happens. It doesn't look like it's actually burning anything. Well, if it's not burning anything to create energy, how is it creating energy to hover and move? Only one of a couple explanations, right? Occam's razor. You know Occam's razor, right? We talk about it on the show all the time. Given all possible explanations, always accept the one that's the most parsimonious, right? Requires the least amount of explanation, not the most. Well, there's only two possible explanations here. It's a technology we're unfamiliar with because the military themselves is investigating it. Guy said to me this morning, what if it's our military doing? Well, maybe, but then they're not telling the Navy. That's a video taken from the Navy. Could be. Who knows? Maybe some branches of the military don't share everything with the other branches. But you'd think they'd shut the investigation down then, right? Try to eliminate all the possible explanations, and you will eventually find the truth. So either it's a technology we are entirely unfamiliar with, which would be a national security threat, right? I think. Or it's a technology unfamiliar with it because it doesn't exist on this planet. Man, that sounds crazy. Does it? Eliminate all other possible explanations and you'll get to the right one. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. And that's the scary part. Watch that video. Again, go to rumble.com/Bongino. You'll see it's a triangular object in the sky with that green night vision background. Again, just hovering with no noticeable propulsion at all. And apparently they've eliminated a drone as a possibility. Okay. Hat tip, my friend Adam sent this to me this morning via text. Very good guy. Was an agent with him. Very, very talented guy. And he sent this to me this morning, and it's one of the best pieces I've ever seen. And it explains what I was trying to explain on Fox News the other night about why sometimes police officers, as we saw in the incident in Brooklyn Center outside of Minneapolis, the officer Kim Potter, who shoots Dante Wright. Dante Wright later dies. She says at one point, taser, taser. Now, officers are trained to say taser when they deploy the taser because you can potentially electrocute other people. So you say taser, so they'll back away. She says taser. Well, what's the problem? She says taser. She doesn't have her taser. She has her firearm. And a lot of people like Geraldo and others with no experience in policing said, well, how can that be? Taser's a different color. It's a different weight. It's a different handle, and it's on a different side. How can you possibly screw that up? Well, again, we're not doing emotion here. We're going to do facts. There's a reason people screw it up, as evidenced by this article in Force Science in my newsletter that I really encourage you to read. Very short, but very well done. It's called Unintended, A Theory of Taser / Weapon Confusion. Very well done. By the way, one show note, Joe asked me to explain, and he's right. He sent me a text on our show. He said, but listen, explain Blade It Off. Blade It Off, what I was saying in the beginning while analyzing that video, means he's not facing you, the subject, means he's showing you only one side of his body. Blade It Off so that you can't see his right arm. So in case some of you mistook that in the beginning, that's what I was trying to get at. But an important point. We'll be right back.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement accounts suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
It's the final week for Chamonix's spring clearance event when you can get the brand new Zotique Deep Correcting Serum absolutely free. That's right. Your order today of the classic GenuCell for bags and puffiness includes Zotique for free. Say goodbye to puffiness, blotchy skin, crow's feet, acne scars, and even those pesky sunspots. Time to open up, get out, and feel great about how you look. Get compliments or simply get 100% of your money back. Order GenuCell now, and Chamonix will also include GenuCell immediate effects for results in minutes, also free. Results guaranteed or 100% of your money back. Go to GenuCell.com or call now 1-800-525-6553. And this crazy sale gets even better. Order right now and get the classic GenuCell jawline treatment to tighten and tone the chin and neck area, also free, plus a surprise luxury gift. Every order is also upgraded to free priority shipping. 800-525-6553 or go to GenuCell.com, GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. So here's this article by Force Science Institute. Again, why do police officers under stress sometimes, this is very rare, sometimes grab a firearm rather than the taser, which is on the other side of their body? Listen, this is necessary material right now. It's called a capture error. A capture error can occur when an infrequent action, like drawing a taser, is non-consciously substituted by a similar, more familiar, and more practiced action like drawing a firearm. I'll translate this in a minute. Research has shown that people are particularly susceptible to this type of error when they're occupied by other mental processes. For police, these processes might involve time-compressed threat assessments, the need for immediate action, or simultaneous efforts to communicate, including verbal warnings and de-escalation attempts. Let me translate for you what that means. A firearm is typically on your right side if you're right-hand dominant.
most people are. The taser is on the other side, either crossed straw or some other configuration. Some keep it on their vest. If the taser is in a different spot, either on the chest, on the opposite side left hip, from the firearm, why would you possibly go for your firearm and think it was your taser? Because, folks, when you replace a very repetitive action police officers have done thousands of times, pull their firearm. Dan, officers don't pull firearms in the street thousands of times. Yes, you are right. They don't. So how is a repetitive action? You just said they don't pull them in the street because they pull it in training. I would estimate in the modern police academies that an officer is trained to go to his gun belt or her gun belt on the right side of their body at a rate of probably 1,000 to 1 for as many times they train to go to the left side of the body, maybe a little less, maybe 100 to 1, to grab the taser. So if you're doing this 100 times for every one time you do this, why is it shocking that sometimes, and this is rare, I want to be very, going for the firearm instead of the taser when you intend to deploy a taser. The woman said, taser, is very rare, but it does happen. That is one of the reasons under stress, your body will default to the most familiar action, which is going to the right side, even if you think you're getting your taser. Dan, come on. You're just running cover for police officers. Am I? I'll give you an example in a minute, and maybe it'll make more sense. Because I know, I'm not saying my audience, but there's some people, especially liberals who listen to my show, that want to instantly blame police for everything. And they think every accident is attributable to a criminal motive. People looking to have Kim Potter, the officer involved in the Brooklyn Center shooting, convicted immediately without even hearing her story. Again, there's no good outcome. Dante Wright is dead. There are bad and worse outcomes. What does it say to police officers if they make a mistake that they go to jail forever without even hearing their story? Does that make any sense?
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest. I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
You'd pull out a firearm and say, this is a firearm, not the taser. It feels different. It looks different. It's on the wrong side. As your heart rate goes up, as your peripheral vision shuts down, as the subject starts to fight you and you're fearing for your own life, you know he's got a history with firearms. You think he could be grabbing a firearm as he gets in the car. I'm asking you to get in the officer's head. Does it now make sense? I'm not justifying anything. I'm jailed. They'll all have their day in court. I'm simply suggesting, does it now make sense how you would default to lower and lower and lower levels of training, and your first instinct would be to do what's familiar and to do this, which you've done 100 times for every one time you've done that, to grab the taser. You'd go to your right side Sorry, I realize I have an audio audience. Instead of your left side where the taser is. Oh, come on. You're just making excuses. Am I? Let me give you a real world example from this piece, because this happened to me quite a bit. A lot of you younger folks, ye definitely, Joe, not so much of me. We grew up with regular standard brakes on a car. What does this have to do with going for a taser rather than a gun? I'll get to it in a second. A lot of you younger listeners who listen to my show, you've never known anything but anti-lock brakes. They teach you in driving school to do what? To slam on the brakes and hold them down. Because the anti-lock braking system pumps itself on the rotor and prevents the wheels from locking up. That's what it does. It does it, in microseconds. When we learned to drive, ladies and gentlemen, me at 46, I know Joe, I know my wife too, they didn't have anti-lock brakes. If, God forbid, you got in a skid situation on ice, what did they tell you? Pump the brakes yourself with your foot, which is obviously thousands of times slower than a machine computer determining how to do it. You'd have to pump the brakes. Hit, let up, hit, let up, hit, let up, hit, let up, so that the tires wouldn't skid and lock up. Well, folks, when us older drivers had to transition to ABS, everything we've been taught in an emergency, when we resort to our lowest levels of training, tractor trailer stops in front of you, you're doing 90 miles an hour, peripheral vision shuts down, heart rate goes up right away, pupils dilate, you panic, heart rate goes up. You resorted to your lowest level of training, which if you grew up training to pump the brakes, you pumped your ABS brakes, which effectively made them useless. How? You knew you had ABS brakes. You bought the car. You may say, yeah, the officer knew her gun was on the right side. You knew the car had ABS brakes too. It was on the window sticker when you bought the car. So why did you pump the brakes when they specifically tell you not to? Go to the Four Sciences piece and maybe it'll make sense. Quote, after transitioning from older power brakes to the new automatic brakes, police officers in the 1980s were involved in an increased number of crashes during high-speed driving because they reverted to their more familiar braking habits under stress, i.e. pumping the brakes. In doing so, the officers effectively defeated the automatic braking system operation and lost control of their vehicles. This error occurred despite the officers knowing the new brakes required a different manipulation. I'm not justifying anything. I'm just trying to explain to you that if you think what I'm telling you about this resorting to the lowest level of training, a repetitive thing you've done in the past multiple times, despite knowing in your brain when you're conscious and thinking it's not the right thing, I'm going for my taser, but I'm reaching for my fart. You know that's not your taser. Your brain knows, but your brain's not processing that because your lowest level of training, you're doing what you did repetitively, just like people pump the brakes when they knew pumping the brakes would get them killed because it was done under stress. So you may say, what's the solution? Well, just quickly, the solution here, ladies and gentlemen, is constant repetitive red zone training, what we did in the Secret Service Academy. Don't have people do things when they're thinking straight. Have them do these things under stress. We had the stress course. You had to do a 200-yard sprint down to the shoot house. The firearms instructors are screaming in your ear. You would have to then take out your pistol. You'd do a 50-round course. They're screaming, go, 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 screaming in your ear. There are threats coming, threats turning, non-threats turning. The target turns. It's an old lady. You're not allowed to. You shoot her, you lose. You fail. Then you have to go hide behind a car, pick up a shotgun. Everybody's Secret Service agent has been through this stress course. They're screaming. They do a couple push-ups in between. You do that when your heart rate's through the roof and you get used to operating in the red zone. And you can actually train your peripheral vision not to shut down as much, how to operate with a high heart rate and not effectively grab the firearm and pump the brakes like that under stress. It's the only way. You have to train in the red zone. All the time. All right, folks. Thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Please subscribe to my video show, rumble.com/Bongino, especially today. We're almost at 1.5 million subscribers. A video today is pretty good. It's worth your time. Thanks for tuning in. See you on Monday.
Good day, sir!
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The FBI says a 19-year-old ex-employee of FedEx was the gunman who opened fire Thursday night, killing eight people and wounding several others.
What we have right now is that there were five that were transported from the scene. Four of those had suffered what appeared to be non-fatal gunshot wounds, and then there was another injury of some sort.
Indianapolis Police Chief, Police Deputy Chief Craig McCart. Meanwhile, FBI Special Agent Paul Keenan says they're still trying to piece together a motive.
With less than 12 hours since the shooting, it would be premature to speculate on that motivation. I can tell you that there is no further threat, and updates will continue to be shared as there are more details.
Four of the victims were from the city's Sikh community. A warning from the World Health Organization about the rising number of new coronavirus infections.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says coronavirus cases are continuing to rise at worrying rates.
Globally, the number of new cases per week has nearly doubled over the past 2 months.
Bottom line?
This is approaching the highest rate of infection that we have seen so far during the pandemic.
Here in the U.S., coronavirus infections are spiking in Baltimore, rivaling a level not seen since the winter peak, according to the Baltimore Sun. Why? The city health department says it's not clear, but it could be new variants, more people traveling, and fewer people wearing masks. I'm Rita Foley.
Divers searching the site of a capsized lift boat off Louisiana's coast have recovered two more unresponsive crew members. The vessel, which supports offshore oil rigs, overturned Tuesday in rough weather south of the Louisiana coast. Meanwhile, final preparations for Britain's Prince Philip's funeral, which happens tomorrow at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The world says to man up. What does God say? To be a man and rise up in society, you can't leave God on the sidelines. It requires showing up, being present, standing up, speaking truth, In his powerful and long-awaited sequel to the instant bestseller Kingdom Man, Tony Evans' Kingdom Men Rising challenges men to rise up for what they believe in. Kingdom Men, we must rise. Find out more at TonyEvans.org.
New from Tony Evans, sponsored by the Urban Alternative.
In international news or history, as Raul Castro resigns as the Communist Party chief, ending an era in Cuba.
Raul Castro announced Friday he is resigning as head of Cuba's Communist Party, ending more than six decades of his family's leadership. The 89-year-old Castro announced his retirement in a speech at the opening of the 8th Congress of the ruling party. Raul Castro succeeded his older brother Fidel as president in 2008 and then as head of the party in 2011. Fidel Castro, who died in 2016, led the revolution that drove out dictator Fulgencio Batista in 1959. Raul Castro did not say who he will endorse as first secretary of the Communist Party, but previously indicated he favors 69-year-old Miguel Díaz-Canel, who succeeded him as president in 2018. I'm Mike Gracia.
Check out more breaking news. Read the best analysis. Just log on to townhall.com. The United States is setting up a nearly $2 billion national network to identify and track worrisome coronavirus mutations.
With more dangerous COVID-19 variants growing, the Biden administration is taking steps to find the genetic sequence of the virus as it spreads. White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt says the program will
bolster the ability of the CDC and state and local public health departments to monitor, track, and defeat emerging threats.
The $1.7 billion for the network is part of the COVID-19 relief package. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A subcontractor working on the new Air Force One aircraft for Boeing countersued the Chicago-based aircraft giant Friday over Boeing's allegations of missed deadlines for work on the presidential aircraft. The suit was filed in State District Court in Fort Worth. GDC Technics, LLC, seeking more than $20 million in damages. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
A federal court ruled in protection of a Christian student organization at a Michigan university. The university revoked their official club status simply because the Christian club requires club leaders to adhere to their Christian statement of faith.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Out of control.
Ah, yes. MSDNC, their hero, Lawrence O'Donnell. He's not a mere liberal. He's a socialist. He's proud of it. He'll tell you all about it. But does he have a mind melt with the people in North Korea like Mika? Mika has a mind melt with the people in North Korea, which is probably better than just being a socialist all by itself like Lawrence O'Donnell. NBC News anchor. Pay no attention to any of that. Has he ever been bleeped? They lie about the things that they lie about. I guess that's natural, though, isn't it? Once you're a liar, it's, you know, your mother's supposed to teach you this when you're a small child. Before you can ride a bike without training wheels, it's supposed to be part of the program. However, as they say in certain regions, however, apparently not everyone is taught those valuable and important lessons in early childhood that help mold who we are throughout our lifetimes. Well, happy Friday to you, and welcome. It's another beautiful day in America, and the fight has been engaged. I think that's the most optimistic thing we can say. We got the crazy Democrats with their Supreme Court packing plan, and it just shows what banana republic, third world lunatic leftists they are, as though we needed any more affirmation of that. We do not. And we'll get into that. We'll get into that today. Good stuff. We got more mayhem, of course, in Minneapolis and other locations around the country as well. You know, in Portland, Oregon, they did the old try to burn all the police alive inside the police station again. It's not news. That doesn't qualify as news. The woman with the, they like to call it an accelerant. Usually it's gasoline or something tantamount to gasoline. And then, you know, you set it on fire by the doorways of the police station hoping to burn everybody to death like a Hollywood movie. And that really doesn't amount to much when it comes to news and journalism in America, but we may get into some of that, and we've got lots more mayhem, of course, because, you know, an individual was shot and killed by the police. I'm not talking about the white kid in outside of Washington, D.C., 16-year-old with the airsoft gun, because that's still not news, not news at all, because the news media is racist, is the short version of that. But setting that aside just for the moment, we are, of course, at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Video released yesterday in Chicago of a 13-year-old youth, Adam Toledo, who was shot and killed by a Chicago police officer. He had apparently just dropped a firearm as he was turning toward the police officer. 13-year-old who was out in a back alley in Chicago at 2:30 a.m. with a 21-year-old gunman who fired 7 or 8 shots at the police, and there was a great deal of melee chaos going on. And where was Adam Toledo's mom, one might ask? Where was his dad? Where was the nuclear family? You know, Black Lives Matter as opposed to the nuclear family. The idea that you'd have a mother, a father, and children, that's so play school, isn't it? Got to get rid of that. And so it is, and then the mayor in the city of Chicago, we failed Adam. Well, you know, Adam's parents failed Adam, and a lot of people failed Adam, I think, but we're always looking in the wrong places for the explanations. This is, I think there's a song about that somewhere. Also, there was a, in the darkness last night or early this morning, in Indianapolis, Indiana, of all places, a massacre at a FedEx facility, Federal Express facility. 8 people murdered and several more wounded. Gunman apparently killed himself, which speeds things up. But first, 8 people were murdered. And we don't have a lot of detail. The Democrats are hoping that they will be able, and I'm quite certain that they will, that they'll be able to politicize this killing. Either based on the race of the gunman, which is their favorite, or the type of firearm, and if they're lucky, ding, 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 it could be a red-letter day for them. They could get both. It could be the firearm if it's an AR-15-style rifle. They couldn't pick one out of a lineup, but never mind that. And if the gunman, the murderer is Caucasian, well, then that's even better. That's good for bonus points. Ding, 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 ding. They love that stuff. Those Democrats, you know, it was Rahm Emanuel who said, never let a good crisis go to waste. And they love seizing on crises. They most certainly do. And they're, you know, the party of the Confederacy and Jim Crow and racism and the soft bigotry of low expectations. And they can't wait to seize on what they view as opportunities to further racially polarize the country that they've been working so diligently to racially polarize, really for generations. It's not. Now, they've dialed it up to crazy in recent years. But then getting more effective at it because of their complete information domination, which is important when you're an invading army. So we've got a few things to get to there. Out of Chicago, out of here, we got Russia, Russia, Russia as a category. It's kind of like Marcia, 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 but it's different. The Democrats and this crazy thing, President Trump, I think, didn't he get 4 Pinocchios last year? for saying the news media went crazy with this leaked intelligence. You know, remember when President Trump was president, the intelligence community was constantly leaking things to the New York Times and the Washington Post that were detrimental to the President of the United States and to the United States of America. That's where the deep state comes in, because there are lefties in the machine, and they illegally abuse their power to sabotage the president because they didn't vote for him, and the United States of America because they're leftists. And turns out there are a whole lot of them. Joe McCarthy was right long ago. Whole lot of them inside the permanent bureaucracy, which we like to call on occasion the deep state. You know, that's a variety of ways to define the deep state, but corrupt career government officials who are undermining our own government. That is perfectly and for political purposes, and are never found out. Isn't that amazing? The FBI never finds any of them. There are never any consequences for any of this. They say it's illegal, but then it turns out, as long as you're skewering the correct political party, everything's okay in Washington. It's a very corrupt city, Washington, D.C. It's an extremely corrupt city. And all the leaks out of the – well, they leaked this thing that Russia was paying the Taliban to target and kill American troops in Afghanistan. And yesterday, the headline came out, U.S. Intel walks back claim Russians put bounties on American troops. Isn't that fascinating? So it was all a lie. But when President Trump said it wasn't true, the news media attacked him and smeared him, and Trump got four Pinocchios for saying that the Russian bounty story was not true. And now we learn yesterday that the Russian bounty story was not true. And what makes it even better is that yesterday afternoon, the news media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, came out with yet another story about the Russian bounties, as though we didn't learn yesterday that it wasn't true. It's a remarkable country we've got here. It really is great stuff. So the Democrats, we're gonna have to wait a little while to see how the Democrats can seize on the opportunity of the mass murder in Indianapolis, which is, I promise you, the way that they see it, an extraordinary time we live in. Also, the Washington Post is on a jihad, like ISIS is on a jihad. The Washington Post is on a jihad against none other than Tucker Carlson. They're engorged over Tucker Carlson. And I don't know how many pieces I wrote. It's kind of almost the whole front page of the style section today, an attack piece on Tucker Carlson. And I'm guessing it's probably the 20th hit piece that they've done on Tucker Carlson lately. This one is a nice kind of, not a photograph, but a generated picture, almost like it's a ripoff of the way Wall Street Journal does the little thumbnail pictures of people. Of Tucker Carlson, it's a nice likeness, and the headline is in giant. It's a huge headline, giant story, almost the whole front page of the style section. The Bully Pundit. See, it's a little clever play on words, the bully pulpit. He's the bully pundit. And then they assail him and they attack him and they smear him and slander him and slime him, because that's what they do. It's Jeffrey Barr. He's a Democrat typist from the Steno pool down at the DNC. And they're very upset because they say that he attacks journalists. And they have no sense of irony. You know how I always say that they have no sense of irony? They don't understand the meaning of the word irony. And I say that because it's abundantly true, and they prove it several times a week at least. Fox News host Tucker Carlson often launches attacks on journalists, is the subheadline, as they launch an attack on a journalist. In fact, their political cartoon on the editorial page today is also an attack on Tucker Carlson, and they have the giant word hate, and it's like a torch. It's like a torch, like the Klan created by the Democrat Party used to carry. They also have a front page hit piece on Congressman Matt Gaetz, and I'm still waiting for their series of hit pieces on Eric Swalwell's years-long sexual affair with a Chinese intelligence agent named Fang Fang. That was one of his primary fundraisers and bundlers during his entire political career, from the time he was on the city council in a small town in California to becoming the chairman of a powerful a national security committee in the House of Representatives. And then we find out that he had a long-term affair, sexual and business and financial relationship with a Chinese spy who had cultivated him from his earliest years in politics. And he's fine. He's got his committee positions and the news media. The Washington Post fluffs him every chance they get. Extraordinary stuff. I got to tell you, I've got so many great stories today. I'm gonna go to this Tucker Carlson hit piece, this smear piece in the Washington Post, and just point out a couple of things that the people at the Post are too dishonest to acknowledge because they're just spectacularly corrupt. And I think also their brains are not very large, quite small in most cases. Not as small as Fredo Cuomo, for example, but they'll get to that. And the Chicago story, a terrible and a tragic story, that goes to parenting. You see, parenting is the problem in Chicago when it comes to 13-year-old Adam Toledo. The problem is no nuclear family, which the Democrats have been opposing, you know, for generations now. A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle, just scratching the surface. And then there's this extraordinary story that I want to share with you as well. Also on the front page of the Washington Post, and I should also point out that a murdered U.S. Capitol Police officer funeral was yesterday, Billy Evans at his hometown, and Fox News is still saying that somebody crashed their car into a barrier. It's amazing. But the front page lead story of the Washington Post, IG, the Inspector General, false Capitol Police training. You know, this is going to lead to more funding, you see, and a larger police force, says overhaul needed after January 6th. This January, you know, it's as though there weren't riots last night and the night before and the night before that and the night before that, five nights of riots just over this one thing with the guy with the gun charge getting the woman in the chokehold and pressing the gun to her head and threatening to murder her over $820 in rent money. The warrant out for his arrest, the no-show at his court date, the hero of the story. I'm describing the hero of the story here. And then, of course, the villain of the story is that terrible, awful police officer. You know how these things work, don't you? And she's been charged with second-degree manslaughter. So we've got lots of good stuff. But here's a story that I want to share with you, and I'm looking forward to sharing this with you, because it's on the front page of the Washington Post, and they're writing glowingly, and that's the big, huge color picture on the front page, and they've got, here's the headline. What do communities do when the police retreat? What do communities do when the police retreat? Well, I'm going to share that story with you, because this is the America that the Democrats are creating. And it's sounding more and more like Uzbekistan or Afghanistan or Beepholistan. Apparently there's an emerging kind of community Taliban movement. And the Washington Post with no-go zones, you know, police-free no-go zones, where women are packing Glocks and buying big dogs and patrolling their neighborhoods because it used to be Mary Tyler Moore throwing her beret in the air. This is what the Democrats have done to a once nice city. It used to be known for Scandinavian people. Now it's known for mental illness and gang violence and political violence. Rampant, it's extraordinary. And for irrational, illogical people. What happened to this nice state of Minnesota? So what do communities do when the police retreat, when the left has made them retreat? I want to get into that because it's very revealing in a lot of ways. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Earn a $5 rebate towards an Exergen purchase by trading up non-contact thermometers. Accuracy matters when it comes to taking your temperature. Exergen temporal artery thermometers are backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI.
Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
According to the National Institutes of Health, 30% of hospital admissions in older adults are drug-related, like taking meds at the wrong time. Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 90 days worth of up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days and get free contactless delivery. Just call 800-420-7550. That's 800-420-7550. 800-420-7550. Hero. Medication managed.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A big deal on ink. That's kind of a big deal.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need for a totally productive workspace.
And right now, you can earn 40% back in Staples rewards when you purchase any two ink or toner cartridges.
Shop in store or get same day delivery powered by Instacart.
Ends 4/17/21. Limit 4 in store and on Instacart only. Visit staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details. Instacart delivery subject to availability. Additional fees may apply.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Get a $5 rebate towards an Exergen purchase by trading up any non-contact thermometer. Accuracy matters when it comes to checking for fever and keeping everyone safe. Unlike non-contact thermometers, Exergen's accuracy is backed by published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone. Whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation.
Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
There is kind of a kooky small town story. Didn't see this one coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota as well. Because it's, you know, crazy small world sometimes, isn't it? Sure it is, you bet. It turns out that, you know, George Floyd was, Derek Chauvin is on trial right now, charged with murdering George Floyd. George Floyd of the Minneapolis and the counterfeit bill and the this and the that. And George Floyd's girlfriend was Dante Wright's teacher. I'm sorry, what? What's that? This was, so the nexus of the problem is apparently this teacher, and this is, she's in a bad place, I think. Courtney Ross is the name of the teacher or teaching assistant. And this is a bizarre little twist that means absolutely nothing, I think, except, you know, small town, crazy small world. A relative of Dante Wright, 20-year-old black man fatally shot by police in Minnesota while assaulting police, fleeing a warrant for gun for holding a woman hostage and robbing her, revealed a tragic connection between her family and George Floyd. That's right, Dante Wright's aunt, Naisha Wright, said Tuesday during an emotional press conference that Floyd, George Floyd's former girlfriend, once taught her nephew at a high school in Minneapolis. Isn't that crazy? That's just nuts. I wear this shirt, and the craziest things find out today that my family has a connection to this man, to his family. His girlfriend was the teacher for my nephew, Naisha Wright said while pointing to her T-shirt. Oh, lots of T-shirts made up in these situations. And with Floyd's picture and the word justice across the bottom. Justice is not really, doesn't mean that, but that's right. My nephew was a lovable young man, she said. My nephew's blood is on your hands. I've never seen my brother hurt like this before. Never, non sequitur there. But that is just a kind of a bizarre little connection. And the former girlfriend, George Floyd's former girlfriend, Courtney Ross, confirmed her connection to Wright. And a Tuesday interview with the Washington Post. See, they're getting to the bottom of that, but they haven't looked into Eric Swalwell and his sexual relationship long term with a Chinese communist spy named Fang Fang. That's of no interest to the Washington Post. But racial polarization is. Courtney Ross described Wright as a silly boy, as goofy as can be, needed a lot of love. Yeah. That's probably true.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is
339-7200. Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing, so keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family.
axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Per CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Yeah, the bully pundit, the Washington Post, is really, truly engorged over Tucker Carlson. They despise, they hate, and the attack on him is so flimsy and thin. It's pathetic. It's sad. They spend their lives destroying people at the Washington Post. Good people, people better than themselves. And if someone should just wag a little finger at him and say, "Hey, you've got a crazy story over here that doesn't make any sense," then they plots. They soil themselves. They drop to the ground. They drop and roll. Something like that. So the front page of the Washington Post has a big color photograph of two women at night walking through what looks like a murky area in an urban center in America, winter time. And one of them has a big black dog on a short leash, and they look like they're afraid. They look very afraid. And it's Margarita Ortega. That's funny. I've got an aunt named Marguerite Ortega. But it's Margarita Ortega and Molly Longtime, and with their dog Blue, B-L-U. They don't know how to spell. It's a failing of the public education system. And they're in a neighborhood called Little Earth in Minneapolis. It's called Little Earth. That's what the neighborhood is called. And it's a neighborhood in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And they're members of the Little Earth Protectors. Little Earth Protectors. That's a group that was formed, the Washington Post types, when a police precinct was abandoned during rioting after George Floyd's killing in May. Now, it was abandoned because it was burned to the ground. You may remember it was the third precinct, and the Democrat mayor ordered the police to abandon the precinct so that the left-wing mob could burn it, and that's what happened. And so the police precinct, remember, they had to go, and it was like assault on, what was it, Precinct 13, whatever that movie was. And it was like a nightmare motion picture from Hollywood. The police had to go in and try to salvage files and things while the mob was attacking, like Night of the Living Dead. And it was all Democrats, all violent mob of criminal Democrats. You know, that's what they do for a living, I guess, and collect welfare. So the headline is, what do communities do when the police retreat? Now, why would the police retreat? The police would retreat because their political leaders, all Democrats in Minneapolis, have targeted, not only do they not support the police, they target the police for destruction, and they don't back the police when, you know, killers are attacking the police. And, oh, we got an update on that, the funny guy that on CNN, Tiger, with the can of soup for his family, wink at the camera, which is there to throw at the heads of police officers to injure them, in the hope that they won't go home to their families that night, because that's the Democrat Party today. So Robert Klemko, typists from the DNC Steno pool, typed up this story for the party, and they put it on the front page of the Washington Post. It's Minneapolis is the dateline. That doesn't mean that Robert Klemko went there, because their datelines are very often fake, and they've made that public. That, well, we don't have to go there just to put the dateline there. The alert flashed across every cell phone in the city when the first curfew began after George Floyd's killing. A text in all caps was accompanied by a deep, repeating buzz. When the phones rumbled, Margarita Ortega was helping neighbors in the South Minneapolis community of Little Earth. It's called Little Earth. A lot of Native Americans. Move roadblocks. They moved roadblocks. And they borrowed from construction sites. Now, wait a minute. Why were there already roadblocks, you say, across the cell phone? The city first curfew began, George. There were already the first curfew, and there are already roadblocks in the neighborhood. And they started to move roadblocks. I think that's illegal. They borrowed from construction sites. That's stealing. Positioned them in the intersection surrounding the neighborhood. She shuddered, reminded of a 2013 movie depicting an American dystopia, which they're bringing about in real time, in which all violence, including murder, was made legal for one night each year. It was just like The Purge, she said. She said, it's just like The Purge, said Ortega, 31. I remember saying, I hope people don't take that sound as a reason to start purging. Why would they play that sound on today of all days, that night last year, as protests broke out across the city? They don't call them riots because they're crooks and they don't use the English language very well, and they're dishonest people. As protests broke out, by protests they mean arson and looting and assaults on people. Were people killed in Minneapolis during the riots or just elsewhere across the country? And no police were in Ortega's neighborhood. That's because they were busy with the mobs in different neighborhoods, and you guys reduced the number of police on the street. And so Little Earth Protectors Group was born. The community protection force of more than 80 people was shot at by looters, but no one was hurt. And every building in the government subsidized, I love this government subsidized thing, and the government subsidized predominantly Native American community, you know, welfare state is not a good state to live in, more than 1,000 residents remained untouched. Now, this is a pretty amazing story for a number of reasons. And they talk about how the community people, because the police are overstretched, and they call the police and they say, well, we call 911 and we're afraid that the police may not come. The Washington Post doesn't explain whether they do come or not. I've always felt we've really never needed the police, said Ortega. Those first nights confirmed that for me. Well, wait a minute. They confirmed that for you? How does that make any sense? So there is violence and there is craziness, and the police aren't coming. That's, you know, because the rioting wasn't in your neighborhood. The Protectors are one of several neighborhood public safety groups that emerged here in the days and weeks after the city was rocked by protests, meaning riots, that followed Floyd's death. In police custody on May 25th. Many of the groups continued operating throughout the summer and early fall, and they're ramping up again as Minneapolis braces for the end of former police officer Derek Chauvin's trial on charges of murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death. And beyond that, the inevitable warmer weather spike in crime. Now, listen to this. This is like a third world country. This is like a country that doesn't have a civil society. And this is what the left does in every country where they gain control. There's a tipping point. It's like radical Islam. When radical Islamists achieve, like, you know, 30% or 40% dominance, then there's a tipping point. And when the left achieves a certain cultural dominance, then the wheels come off of society. You've seen it all over the world for the last century. If you haven't noticed that, buy a book. Almost any book will do. Their success may inspire other American communities. They're actually promoting this, the Washington Post, suggesting that you should live in a police-free society where you take matters into your own hands and form gangs in your neighborhood, like the gangs of New York, you know, of the more than a century ago. Their successes, they describe them as successes, may inspire, that's a positive word, other American communities, that's a positive word, that are seeking alternatives to traditional policing. See this? This is the gangs of New York. This is, honestly, this is from a century ago when in Italian neighborhoods in New York and Greek neighborhoods and Irish neighborhoods, gangs would take control of the neighborhoods and they would, take care of problems. You know what I mean? There was a lot of killing and a lot of beatings, but pay no attention to that. On the other hand, their failures could empower those fighting for the status quo or for more moderate change. You see the spin on that? On the other hand, their failures could empower those fighting for the status quo. The status quo is having a police force and having civil society, or for more moderate change, meaning the Washington Post advocates more radical change, and Robert Klemko, in the way he phrases this, the turn of phrase is very important. From, she says, what I hear from residents is that the police don't care. That's what she hears from residents. And they don't show respect. Vito Corleone, you come and you don't pay respect on the day of my daughter's wedding. And it's gangster thing. This is third world stuff. And they're limited in what they provide, said Ortega. If you're dealing with mental health issues, let's settle the cops with that. Or domestic issues, well, they do deal with that. People in jail, that's all they're trained for. Well, they're the police. They're not social workers, you see. How dumb are you people? Honestly, Ms. Ortega, take an IQ test. I think you might fail it. I want to see a public safety system that is controlled and driven by the community. Okay. See, now, here's the thing. She wanders the streets at night with groups of people, and she carries a Glock pistol, okay? And the Washington Post is describing this as though this is a solution to the problem, and the problem is police. The mayor's office in Minneapolis said it is its goal to empower community groups, say this like these groups, to work with police, not apart from them. This month announced a partnership with several community patrol groups that will receive roughly $1 million in funding to cover large sections of the city. Should the Eric Chauvin trial verdict elicit a violent response, which is pretty much guaranteed to do no matter what. Ortega's group is small in comparison with seven other organizations and is not included in the project that the mayor is funding. The creepy, ridiculous mayor, Jacob Fry, said he hopes the group can supplement law enforcement efforts to quell riots. Supplement law for there. These are the people that are going to be rioting for the most part. Now, I want to keep it out of your neighborhood, of course, but don't worry about that. So it's the kind of work, the protection, they're talking about this like it's a legitimate protection for us. This is not really like the guardian angels riding subways of 30 years ago in Curtis Sliwa and all that good stuff, but The day after the first night of rioting, Ortega and other community leaders, she's a community leader, called a meeting in the neighborhood park. They stood in a circle of about 40 men, women, and teenagers, as they'd done numerous times before. It's like Loya Jirga in Afghanistan. Numerous times before to discuss community issues, but this time was different. Gang leaders were invited. Rival gang factions had made Little Earth, that's the neighborhood, one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in Minneapolis. But a bigger threat was emerging that night in May. Rioting threatened to touch homes and destroy community lifelines, including the nearest grocery store. Ortega wanted to organize a community patrol, gangs, multiple gangs, that she wanted assurances that there would be no gang violence with the danger of violence from outside looming. The gang leaders each wanted a ceasefire from the other side, Ortega said. They wanted to know that we were all in this together. Now, this is the present. This is really like a post-apocalyptic America. This is The Purge, the movie that she's talking about where everybody can kill everybody for one day a year. And reading through this, she's wandering the street with a big black scary dog. She's got a Glock pistol on her belt. And the Washington Post is selling this like this is a good idea, like this is a positive alternative to having a police force because the police are so bad. Now, the Washington Post themselves maintain a website that I pointed to several times recently. And the website makes it clear they keep a catalog of police-involved shootings, fatal police-involved shootings across the United States. Never mind the fact that twice as many white people are shot and killed by the police. Never mind the fact that more white people who are unarmed are shot and killed by the police every year. Never mind that more people, there are more people literally, I checked it again last night at the National Weather Service, there are literally more people killed in lightning strikes in the United States of America every year than there are black people that are killed by the police while unarmed. It's actually not true of white people. There are fewer people killed in lightning strikes than there are white people killed by the police while unarmed. More unarmed white people are killed by the police than are killed in lightning strikes. But fewer black unarmed people are killed by the police than are killed in lightning strikes. So this is the Washington Post, and this is kind of their plan, from what I can tell, for America. And this is why it's hard to find ammo across the United States. Very hard. Give a gun store a call. Ask them for the ammo of your choice. And they're going to say, gee, I don't know. We don't really have any of that anymore. Because the Democrats, I've mentioned this before. I think the Democrats come into office and they buy lots of stock in Smith & Wesson and Ruger and Browning and all the firearms manufacturers. And then they come up with all this stuff and they get rich off of their stock in Winchester and other firearms companies. It's just amazing. So here it is. The one protector was shot and wounded in the buttocks in June by a man frustrated with roadblocks intended to disrupt drug trafficking. See, the neighborhood is rife with intersections and blocks that are filled with drug dealers. And a big part of the thing is, you know, they don't want the police there. So now they've armed themselves, and they're against guns, so let's not forget about this. But they have to, because the police are so bad. And now they're trying to do, they got the gangs, they're enlisting the gangs, and they're dealing with the drug dealers, but the drug dealers are occasionally shooting them in the buttocks, because barricades in the streets are blocking the traffic from coming through to buy drugs. So there you have it. This is America, what the Democrats are doing to America. Remarkable, remarkable stuff. What do communities do when the police retreat? The police didn't retreat. You drove the police out. And now you're kind of on your own, and you're living in a post-apocalyptic. Soon they're going to be without electricity, and they're going to be digging holes in their backyards as latrines. And the Washington Post will endorse it as environmentally sound. They'll say that they're composting. These people, man, oh, man, I'm telling you. All right, we're at 888-630-9625. Why don't you hear the hit piece on Tucker Carlson, the bully pundit? Hit piece number 20, approximately, in the Washington Post. I haven't actually counted, but they're going to keep coming, too. Their political cartoon today is only one a day, is anti-Tucker Carlson. They really got, they're aroused about this. They are.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
According to the National Institutes of Health, 30% of hospital admissions in older adults are drug-related, like taking meds at the wrong time. Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 90 days worth of up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days and get free contactless delivery. Just call 800-420-7550. That's 800-420-7550. 800-420-7550. Hero. Medication managed.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
How come I can't get my car looking like that?
Oh, hey, how is it going? Car looks great.
Thanks. Just put another coat on it.
Coat of?
Graphene Nanospray Coating from 303. It brings the paint to life, but also protects it.
Gotta be expensive.
Not a chance. Plus, you get a year of protection, and the water beating is crazy. Have a good one.
You too.
Guess I know what I'm doing this weekend.
The new 303 Graphene Nano Spray Coating. For more information, head to 303radio.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. 412-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Yeah, this is a great turn of events. My friend Seaton points out correctly, you know, these gangs running the streets, they're creating like no-go zones, like certain Muslim areas in Europe and France and Paris and beyond, where the police and fire can't go, and they create their own local police forces and stuff. And then the law enforcement doesn't go in because they don't have the support of the Democrats that run the city. And Seaton points out that's exactly why the Proud Boys were created, why the group was created, because people could not walk down their own streets, didn't have police protection anymore, and entire neighborhoods are taken over by gangs. It's like a third world post-apocalyptic country. This is what the left delivers. They promise everything, but this is what they deliver, that and political prisoners and stuff. So there are no police to stop the mayhem, so gangs of residents stand up, and here is Ortega belongs to one of the groups. By night, she walks the neighborhoods with the protectors, a Glock pistol on her hip. By day, she's running for the Minneapolis City Council as an advocate for radical police reform. See, I mean, this is, the left has really sunk their teeth into America, and they're sucking the lifeblood out of the country. And the culture, and out of civilization, and they're murdering civility at every turn, and the Washington Post is a part of that problem. And they're writing this as though it's an endorsement, creating no-go zones like the American Taliban, and armed with big dogs, and they've formed a coalition with the gangs, and the riots are coming, but they don't want the police there, and she's a radical. The Washington Post proudly says she's advocating a radical police reform. It's not police reform. It's just radicalism. She's an extremist and a radical. She's armed. She's on the street. She's got a big killer dog. She's part of gangs that have formed coalitions with gangs. And at some point, you know, American citizens who are decent people, who raise their children properly and want to live in a sane, a rational, safe society and send their children to schools that educate them and don't indoctrinate and brainwash them, people respond negatively, and that's why the Proud Boys were stood up there. They call themselves Western chauvinists. The Washington Post called them male chauvinists in one article because they use the words, but they don't know what they mean. It's remarkable stuff. And, you know, what happens is then other counter gangs stand up, and then you're living in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, and then the left blames the police for the whole thing. See? That's how that works. I've seen this movie.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.